a bitch.
Elton John kicking us off from his 1973 LP Caribou and the lead track from Side One, The Bitch Is Back.
Is there a story behind that song?
You know, it's funny, I was just thinking the same thing. It seems like it's written so perfectly for Elton about Elton, but Bernie Taupin wrote the lyrics.
Yeah.
And Elton talked about that at the show at Little Caesars Arena, how, you know, on one occasion, Bernie gave him this endless sheet of lyrics, and Elton felt he had to cut off a verse to make it fit what he wanted to write for it, and he sort of ruined the ending of the story.
Really?
Yeah, in other words...
we'll never know?
I guess not.
Well, thanks a lot, Elton.
Yeah, tell us that story, bitch.
But I always wondered if Bernie wrote that with Elton in mind...
it seems obvious.
He never really went away. I mean, it wasn't like he needed to come back at that point. He was so hot after Tumbleweed Connection, Don't Shoot Me, I'm Only the Piano Player, Honky Chateau. God, so many songs. That set list, I could have added 40 songs to the set list he had.
Now, this is from Wikipedia, everyone's favorite source.
Sure.
The idea to create the song was inspired not by John or Bernie directly, but Bernie's wife at home, Maxine Fiebelman, who would say, "The bitch is back" when John was in a bad mood. So she would say that about Elton.
Okay, so it fits.
Okay.
He's played that song a lot over the years.
Great song.
Yeah, it was a great live song, too. And God, it was a great set. Great band, great crowd. Davy Johnstone, Nigel Olsen, Ray Cooper have been with Elton for... Well, I remember seeing them on the album covers in the early 70s. They've been there 50 years, probably. And... it was just a fantastic show. It really did seem kind of farewell-ish.
Oh, yeah. I was reading, I think it was McCollum's review. Sorry, Gary. But I was reading his review, and he mentioned how the way they dusted the confetti off the piano was symbolic.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
What?
He
you
was
see that as symbolic?
He was soaking it in a lot. He was... He seemed to be really enjoying the crowd. You know, that was the cool thing about that show. And I have to say this about... I love this version.
He really is phoning it in. I mean, that would be really funny if he played it like this one show.
Elton John, Bruce Springsteen, the Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney.
Still got it.
Most of my classic rock heroes, they all seem to have as much fun as the fans do at their shows. I mean, he just seemed like he was having a ball. I can't believe he's done. Well, it's 3 years, so I mean, so far from done. But I can't see this guy saying, you know what, I've got to spend time with the kids. I can't do any.
Yeah.
I just can't see that. He just loves it too much.
Sayonara, Buttface!
And it was a fantastic show. The set list, Benny and the Jets, All the Young Girls Love Alice. I guess that's why they call it the blues. Border Song, which he talked about the fact that Aretha recorded it. And they had the same birthday, and he used to call her on her birthday, blah, blah, blah. Tiny Dancer.
Sounds like a number one hit tune, all right.
Wait, they had the same birthday, so Elton would call.
Yes, on her birthday. How lovely.
Okay. Who's this?
It's my birthday. It's not your birthday.
Happy birthday to him.
You get your own birthday.
I don't care.
It's only one birthday today, and it's my birthday. So, yeah, he got bitched out every year. Indian Sunset was the misnomer of the night. Just out of nowhere, I think he wanted to feature his percussionist, Ray Cooper, who's the bald guy who plays mostly tambourine, but...
I don't know that song at all.
I really didn't know it very well either.
It was a bathroom song?
It could have been, yeah. It would have been the bathroom song, I think. Rocket Man played this.
If you feel that it's real, I'm on trial, and I'm here again, your prison.
Which was the B-side to Your Song, one of the first 45s I bought, which is pretty soft. The fact that I bought Your Song, I'm trying to figure that out.
really spoke to you.
But I always loved the B-side. And, of course, Mike Clark loves it.
Mm-hmm.
Great song. Great live. Someone Saved My Life Tonight, not one of my favorites, but it was a big hit. He has so many hits. How do you play them all? Leave On for about 10 to 12 minutes. Candle in the Wind. Funeral for a Friend. Love Lies Bleeding. Burn Down the Mission. Oh, I was so happy to hear that.
Oh, you must have went nuts for Candle in the Wind.
Which version did he play?
If he had sang Goodbye England's Rose, I would have gone up to go to the bathroom.
But he should have made it about Aretha.
Goodbye England's Rose. Oh, God.
That'd be great if he just
Goodbye Motown's Rose.
Change the lyrics for every city
like
he's in.
Four words.
Oh, man.
Goodbye England's Motown's Rose.
May you ever grow in our hearts. You are the grace that placed yourselves where lives were torn apart.
It kind of fits a little.
It gives Bernie something to do. He can rewrite them.
And you whispered to those in pain, now you belong to heaven.
No! Stop it! No! Stop it!
Still fits.
That was one of his biggest hits, right?
Candle in the Wind wasn't a single, but it was very...
This version.
Oh, yeah, it's the biggest hit ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
It says a lot about society.
It does.
That and how many people watch the finale of Joe Millionaire.
Didn't it displace...
You know what I mean? Those are very
45 million
sad
people.
Marks.
Yeah, that is incredible.
Sad marks on humanity's entertainment value.
Didn't it surpass We Are the World? Was that the
biggest... I don't
biggest,
know. I'll look it up.
I think we are the... Well, no, I don't think that's right. Maybe in the UK? Do they know it's Christmas? Anyway, Candle in the Wind, Funeral for a Friend, Burn Down the Mission, Believe, which is... I think it's a Disney song or something. That could have gone.
Ugh.
Daniel, which would have made Maz very happy. Never has anyone asked and talked more about getting tickets to a show and then not gone than Maz in this show. He had said he could have gotten two tickets for $65 Friday night. And I'm like,
what?
So what happened? Why didn't you go? Why am I calling around asking for tickets for you?
I told him I wanted to go, too, if he came across any. He never offered those to me.
Pair for $65 apiece.
I would have scooped those up in a heartbeat.
You butt out.
No idea.
I would have,
should we
man.
Call him and find out why he passed?
Yes. And, okay. Why, yeah. And more importantly, why he didn't offer them to me.
Okay. Sad Songs, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, The Bitch Is Back, I'm Still Standing, which had a great video of old crazies like him in the duck outfit at the Dodger Stadium. Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, Bitch Is Back, Still Standing, Crocodile Rock, which...
He hates that song, doesn't he?
I don't think it's a big favorite. It was a huge hit.
I saw an interview where he said if there was one song he could stop playing, it would be that song.
Well, there's the na-na-na-na-na, which he had the crowd sing. Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, and then the encores were Your Song and Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. And why don't you dial up Maz and I'll get the break out of the way. Oh, God, great song. What a great album this is.
When are you gonna come?
It's a double album, and I think I could go track by track and tell you every song in its order, which is pretty hard to do. How many records can you do that with?
Very few.
I mean, anybody. The Spooktacular Savings are back from the dead with our repulsive friends at Zod, Ford, and Holly. For the month of Rocktober, you can lease a new 18 Ford Escape as low as $57 a month. That's a brand new Ford Escape with a monthly payment that is less than the cost of candy you'll be handing out to all the neighborhood brats on Halloween. If you need a truck to tote your load of goblins and jack-o'-lanterns, you can lease a new 18 Ford F-150 Super Cab 4x4 for as low as $105 a month. My God, $105 a month. These squeamishly haunting deals will boo gone before you know it, so slither your way to Zod Ford and see our zombie-rific friends to get your ghoulish new Ford Escape at $57 a month or a witchy Ford F-150 at $105 a month. Check out the bone-chilling deals and horrifying inventory at dealsinthed.com.
I'm scared!
And then we're still hearing all about the Yellow Eye Center. Patty got one eye done. She's getting the second one done, I think, Monday or Tuesday. And she said that she didn't even realize Dr. Yellow was in the room and it was over.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty huge.
Yeah, she said it was very painless, brief.
Lessens your anxiety.
Yeah, and she was...
There we go. Come on, Patty. You better come out.
She was only slightly nervous.
Dr. Yellow.
But it sounded like it went really well, and she is so pumped. Of course, it's only one eye for now. But Laura, the registered nurse and mother of two, who was so excited, called it the best decision of her life. No dried out contacts, smudged up lenses, no paying an arm and a leg for either. And I know, I think Patty, whatever, I forgot how much wasn't covered, but it really wasn't that much. She'll make it up in 3 years of not buying glasses, I think is what we figured out here. Anyway, she got the multifocal lens implants, the Rolls-Royce surgery for people 45 plus. Never will she need reading glasses, and will have great near and far vision for life. So don't settle for mediocre vision with old technology like Laura and Patty and thousands of others. Throw it all away and see like an eagle. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or sign up at the YaldoEyeCenter.com. You want to open up the Hall Financial Hotline, where they are offering free appraisals if you originate a loan with them. And, of course, they're doing refis like crazy. Got her. Audience, get these beaming letters about Hall Financial. So let them crunch some numbers for you. Click the link on our website to Hall Financial or call 248-308-5000. Or is it 508-3000? 308-5000, I think.
The read should be
just there. Click the link.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what? Maz?
Huh? Hi.
Hello.
Maz, what's going on?
Nothing. Just enjoying some football.
What, do you think you're in trouble?
Say that again, Mark.
Nothing.
How are you?
No, you know, we were just talking about the Elton John show, and I had read that you had a chance to scoop up some tickets for $65. So did you end up going?
No.
What?
65.
By the time I got home, Kathy was basically, I'm a little tired. Let's just stay home. I'm like, all right.
Wait, but I told you I would have gone with you. You and I could have gone and had a great time.
Yeah, I forgot about that, man. Damn, I wish I remembered.
That hurts my soul. You forgot about me?
God, I wish I remembered that.
Where were the tickets for $65? That sounds like a smoking deal.
They were great ones, Drew. They were dropping. I watched it all day long. They were dropping all day long. I'm not talking floor tickets. Floor tickets were going for about $100 and a quarter.
Still, that's pretty damn
good.
That's
really good. Yeah, the place was jammed. I didn't see an empty seat in there.
Yeah, oh, there were so many seats available on StubHub.
Huh.
You know these guys, they buy the entire row out. Some guys, you know, buy more than you can tell.
And they didn't get what they wanted, so it started dropping. I get
it. Exactly.
Okay.
And they throw it up there. I mean, there was rows wide open. And, you know, depending on the row was the price. Only a few dollars difference.
Wait, you couldn't get Kathy fired up? You couldn't get anybody to go?
No, I couldn't get her fired up. By the time I get home from the dealership, it was, 7 o'clock. We could have easily made it. Because he didn't get on the stage till what?
8:15.
A little after.
8:15.
8:15. Yeah, we could have made it easy.
Wow, because you were talking.
Didn't have a friend that could have picked you up and driven you down there.
Yeah, that would have been great, man. I wish
parking.
I remembered that.
Would have paid for parking because you always have to add parking to the price.
I know. I would have gotten parking for us too. You know, comp parking.
I would have just paid for it.
You
for you and me.
I'm kind of surprised, man, because you were talking about that show for so long.
I know. I really wanted to see him. I really did.
Don't worry. The show's terrible. You miss anything.
Obviously not enough to go.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay. So what did
you guys
end
up watching any games?
I really wanted to see her really bad.
Well, the fact that the show will air tomorrow, we're trying to stay away from the,
So you don't want any, because the Bears and Dolphins are going in overtime, right?
Yeah. No, we have a TV.
So when somebody hears that tomorrow, they'll go, the game that ended with so-and-so winning. So we're
trying I like to keep them, right there so they know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
It's not live.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That part's
it. It's live to me. To me, it's live. It feels
to
live.
To me, it's live. Well, it is live to you.
That's why you have so many thanks for listening to the podcasts.
I know. I'm the only guy on the board that's actually going to have an actual number on that one.
Yep. Yep, 33
what am
now.
36?
33.
Not bad.
So how'd the rest of your weekend go?
Going great. I mean, we got a little post-celebration for Lily's birthday. We got some family over.
Oh.
Sounds like a blast.
Yeah.
How's her cooking. How's her driving going?
Her driving's going great. She's doing better and better. Today she took the car, took her sister and a couple of girlfriends to the Pancake House for a little breakfast this morning.
Hey, when was her birthday?
Let's burn rubber, baby.
We're still celebrating in September 17th.
This is the longest.
September 17th.
This is a month-long birthday celebration. What is she, a 40-year-old
Instagram
person?
Come on now.
Huh?
She's sweet 16.
So you don't celebrate it for a month. It's a birthday. You celebrate it like maybe a weekend.
Well, I celebrate for yours and Drew's because you guys don't celebrate your own. So I kind of lump them all in.
Wow. These birthdays can really go on. I remember when
they really can.
Tessa's kids were little. Christmas was all year. It was discussed all year. It kind of drove me fucking crazy, to be honest.
Why was it discussed?
You don't like
because they
about
were
Christmas?
Always thinking of things they wanted for Christmas. It was.
Well, they gotta ask Santa.
A little early materialism that I tried desperately to curb. All right, man.
That ain't gonna work.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Hey, it's great talking to you guys.
Okay,
now hang up the phone, all right? Because there's a lot of other guys at the gay bar who need to use it. All right.
We'll see you Tuesday.
Hey, we got some great shows coming up, huh?
Whoa, let's stop talking with this guy.
Yes. Okay, I'm glad you mentioned that. We have Dave Wakeling from English Beat Monday. We have Mickey Lolich and Steve Lukather from Toto.
Luke!
And Maz, I'm getting deeper into the book. This guy has played with everyone.
Everyone, Drew.
That's amazing. Everyone. He played with Elton John. He's on the 21 at 33 album. Not his
Isn't
biggest
that great?
Album. But yeah, it's pretty cool. It's got a lot of great stories. So
I look forward to it.
Are we limited on time with him?
No, I told him it would be the best interview he's ever done.
Great. Now the pressure's on.
He's a music historian.
Well, he's played with so many people. He's on the song Physical by Olivia Newton-John, by the way.
Is?
Oh,
yes,
oh my God.
Was he in the video, too?
I don't think he's
number
on the video.
One.
Yeah, I know
he's
on a lot of hits. He's kind of the Jimmy Page of America, I would say. He's on that many songs.
His
biggest
strike against him is that he's in Toto.
Toto is his weakness, I would say.
That's a shame.
Just kidding, Maz.
I am going to drop your pants to him, tell him how much you guys make fun of Toto. I am going to make fun of it.
Okay.
I am going to say that.
I don't care.
Okay? Oh, he'll be ready.
Sure, he'll love that. I don't know why he would do that.
He talks about getting shit in the book.
So, I won't do that. You know, I won't do that.
He's very much aware of, he's very much aware of Toto being imaged poorly to some people. I was just getting
just getting
Rosanna when I put it down, so we'll have plenty to talk about.
All right, thanks for thinking of me.
Okay, man.
Yeah, thanks for thinking of me. That's Friday.
I'm sorry,
appreciate
Mark.
It. No, that's cool.
All right.
We'll see you.
Hey, go blue. Go blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're almost there. See you, man. He talked about that show so much.
I know.
How many times did he bring up?
I told him I would go with him. I don't think when it came down to it, he's probably just burnt on Friday and didn't want to go, which I get.
Is Maz cheap?
Maybe. I would call him cheap. I'd call him frugal. He doesn't want to. He'd rather get something for free. I think he likes the art of the deal.
He
did. You know what I mean?
He does love free shit.
Yes.
I mean, beyond what you would think would be normal for somebody who worked in our business.
He likes quid pro quos. He likes... He likes that. He likes making deals.
Yeah, you're right. He is the art of the deal on a much smaller level.
You back
president.
Me and I back you. That's the way it works, right? That's the way it's supposed to work in life.
It's really funny.
He's the David Trump art of the deal guy.
He's quite something. Quid pro quo. I mean, this show, if we did everything that Maz suggested, this would be one cluttered show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And all the shit that people have offered to give us that he's offered through.
I couldn't honestly tell you.
Through Maz?
I know.
I mean, the things we've turned down. Oh, my
God.
Yeah,
sometimes, yeah.
That's weeks of shows. But, Steve Lukather will be,
cool.
It'll be interesting. He really has worked with a lot of people.
Yep.
So, and he sounds like a good guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly,
the fact that he said he was kind of self-effacing in the book is a good thing.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He absolutely was. Even about the name Toto. So, yeah, that's Tuesday. Mickey Lolich 2, which is a little complicated, but he'll...
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's very crazy. Maybe some more later. I don't know. It's crazy. So, anyway, Elton John, you know what I did? I stayed at the Foundation downtown.
Oh, yeah.
The one that was...
What a hipster you are.
I was really hipster of me, I got to say.
Did you go down for cocktail hour? Or,
I did not. I did not do that.
There's a real fancy bar there, isn't there?
Yeah, the restaurant has got huge... raves.
Oh man, that would be good people watching.
And it was really busy, and it was looked to me like the beautiful people of Detroit. Although it didn't look like the beautiful residents of Detroit.
What?
I must say that I pitched a tent in the back of your restaurant.
It wasn't terribly diverse. But I don't think it's because anyone didn't want it to be.
Yeah.
It just wasn't.
Well.
It's an old fire station on Larned. And, you know, it's the door is a giant, like, barn door that opens when you go in.
Yeah.
And, I mean, some of the touches of the fire station.
A little hipstery there.
Silly. Yeah, like I said, like you said.
Hey, they're reusing it. It's good.
Now, when you get in the room, the floors are concrete.
Oh, well,
which I guess is that hipster too?
Then they left them concrete?
They left them concrete. But, I mean, there's some nice, there's large throw rugs on them. So you're not walking on concrete very often, but it is clearly, they aren't wood floors. Huh. They're not tile floors. Hmm. They're concrete floors.
Yeah, and it sounds super hard.
Easy to clean up.
Yeah, I thought about that. If the dogs peed, it would be convenient if it was on the concrete.
It was a little trendy, but...
They didn't do that. They're lofts, because I had a suite.
Ooh.
And it was, you know, there's a lower wall between the bedroom and the living room.
Oh, that's weird.
You know, that part
all you need
was definitely
is a bed.
It was a nice hotel. The furniture was nice. I mean, it was nice. Room service was a little slow.
Uh oh.
Saturday morning with the coffee, but
God forbid.
It was a lot.
What? Wait, they don't have coffee makers in the room?
No, they did not.
Really?
That I was aware of. They did have chocolate pretzels though.
Oh, well.
I don't think they were complimentary. I'll find out someday.
That sounds delicious.
That happens to me quite often. You'd think I'd know better.
Why'd you decide to stay there?
Because I'd heard about it so much. Probably, you know why? Because I saw the Eagles of Death Metal stayed there the first day they opened.
When Ryan interviewed them.
Yeah, it was a funny story. He's like, hey, the new Foundation Hotel's open, and this guy stayed there. Who are you? And he's like, I'm so-and-so from the Eagles of Death Metal. And he's like, oh, cool. And he said, yeah, concierge is really helpful. It's a lovely hotel. And it was nice.
Huh.
You're right, though. It's very hipster.
I just would have thought you would have stayed at the casino. I will say this about the casinos. They do make things kind of easy.
They do. It's right across from Cobo Hall. I didn't get the room free or anything. I don't know why I'm giving them a plug.
Yeah, what are you, Maz?
No, it's cool. So, and boy, there
are
a lot
have to interview the manager now?
There were a lot of people going to Elton John that were staying there.
Yeah.
Also, get this. Tried to get an Uber before the show, tested. 8 minutes. I'm like, 8 minutes for an Uber in Detroit? And then the Uber just disappeared.
They never showed up?
No, they didn't show.
There goes their rating.
So, we're trying for another Uber and nothing.
Really?
Nothing. I don't know what Uber is.
Has that ever happened to anyone?
You know what? I never use Uber, so I don't know. I have no idea.
I mean, Chicago, it's a minute.
Like
1 minute, 2 minutes. What? I mean, first of all, Detroit has no cabs.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's very hard to get a cab in Detroit.
Did you download the Lyft app then and sign up for Lyft?
No, just started walking.
Uber.
Which wasn't all that terribly far. Although it was kind of
annoying, though.
Well, I was just...
afterwards?
You know what? There was a cab that was letting some people out, and we just got in the cab. Yeah, to get lucky.
Cabs are here!
Because honestly, you don't see cabs driving around Detroit.
No. You would think they'd be stationed outside a hotel, though.
Yeah,
I swear they're always lined up by the Rensen Hotel, that hotel there.
I don't know. You know, there's not a hotel in Chicago that you don't have cabs lined up outside of, too. That's transportation. Why is it still a problem in Detroit? And I do wonder about the scooter limitations. Is that because they don't want to screw the queue line over?
I don't know. Or they want people to ride those bikes instead.
I didn't see
scooter
any scooters.
Scooter things are kind of annoying.
Yeah, I understand that. It's just that if it works and the public transportation isn't working, why would you?
What private industry would want to get in the transportation game in Detroit?
I tell you what, it needs help. I don't know what the answer is. I just couldn't believe it wasn't easy to get an Uber in Detroit with an Elton John show, you know, 45 minutes
away. What were other people doing? You would think most people would be doing that.
You know,
45 minutes.
I don't know what they were doing, honestly. I was pretty self-centered at the time. So
I can't believe you walked.
It was kind of a long walk, I got to say. And you know what? Doing directions on the phone, it said 9 minutes. 9 minutes later, I'm going, we're not even at the Fox Theater yet.
Hey, we're not here yet.
The hell? It was probably a 20-minute walk.
Hey, why don't you increase your pace?
Walk pretty fast.
Someone thought you had a quicker pace.
Anyway, I overall, it was a great show, and I can't believe this guy's done. I can't believe how many great songs he has.
I'm shocked he did the same set list both nights. I'm really surprised by that.
I think with a guy like him, you just have to settle in on what do we have to do? What does the audience have to hear? What do I want to play? I don't know. Like I said, McCartney was switching up 3 or 4 songs a night.
Most bands with a huge catalog like that would mix it up.
Yeah, because a lot of people probably did go both nights. You know? Do you think boomers love their music more than any other generation?
Well, no. I take exception to that.
I'm throwing it out there.
No.
Brandon?
I don't think so either.
What is that based on?
Well, let's just say...
The boomers have great music. I'll give them that.
Let's say your favorite bands or artists are 30-ish right now.
Yeah.
How many of them will fill a Little Caesars in 40 years?
Not many, no.
Oh, man.
But I mean,
there's too many one-hit wonders now. But I'm thinking of the bands I liked in the midnight. Of course, most of them are dead now. Weiland's dead. Cornell's dead. Lane Staley's dead.
Yeah, it's hard to do it without the lead singer.
I mean, if those guys
Pearl Jam could sell out an arena in 15, 16 years.
They'll be the new Rolling Stones.
Yeah, they probably will. Just throwing it out there. Not trying to upset anybody.
Sure, there were some non-boomers at that show.
There were.
Why are you trying to divide us?
I tweeted out the picture of the lady that was dancing the whole show.
I saw that picture.
And it was funny. People were ragging about, was there an ARP discount for this show? And, you know, a lot of sassy comments. But honestly.
Well, I'm shocked.
That crazy dancing making my penis soft.
I noticed a lot of people in their 30s and 40s. It wasn't all people.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Elton John's age. But I wondered if maybe because 60s artists, that was such a youth culture changeover. I mean, it really was, that was sort of the beginning of youth culture in America. And I wonder if maybe there's, I don't know. But if you're 17, it doesn't matter what's going on around you. You're still 17.
There's always demarcation lines when certain genres start out.
I mean, I think everybody thinks their music's the best music.
Sure.
But it does seem the boomers are very attached. Of course, my mom said swing music was the best, so yeah.
She's right.
Hi, mommy.
Remember that had a resurgence for like 6 months?
Oh yeah, with
Swingers, the movie.
Swingers and who's the guy from the Stray Cats?
Right,
Brian Setzer.
Yeah. He had his orchestra. There were a couple of big people were taking swing lessons. I remember that was a thing in the late 90s.
By the way,
The Gap had a big commercial with a bunch of swing music on it.
Do you remember when we mentioned, I don't remember what the occasion was, we talked about swingers on the show, and somebody emailed me and said, wow, I'm a female, and I want to say she was about your age, and she said, I've never seen swingers. And I was like, what? Somebody your age hasn't seen Swingers? I thought that was something everyone your age saw.
Yeah. I honestly didn't mind this mini revival of swing music. It was fine. But it's just funny how it just came and then poof, gone.
Yeah, it was just a moment. So, before we get into...
Cherry Poppin' Daddies. Remember that?
Oh boy!
It's like ska. Scott had that moment for a while.
What was their big hit? That was Zoot Suit Riot, wasn't it? Yeah.
We get to debut a commercial today on the show, which is really exciting. It's a commercial for the Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton conversation at the Fox Theater in April.
They have a big budget for advertising. It's great.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe they'd buy the podcast. But why don't we just go ahead and take care of this?
Well,
first.
They know their audience.
Yeah,
they know where they can sell tickets.
Just a little surprised at the style of the commercial, but you can look forward to that, and we'll talk about some other things after this word.
Yeah, I want to tell you about Hoot McInerney Starlink. I was hanging out with some of the Starlink people at the tailgate.
Is that so?
Yeah, it's good. Crazy. Had a lot of fun. It was a good day.
Was Jimmy D there?
Jimmy D was not there because he was working. He was waiting to take your call.
Oh, he is so dedicated at 855-567-STAR.
Yep, or you can email him, jimmyd@starlinkin.com. He's going to take care of you. He's our personal sales guy from Hoot McInerney Starlinkin. 2019 is going on. They got the 2019 MKCs. You can get one right now for leases as low as $331 a month. If you're an X or an A-plant customer, you can get even more remarkable savings. Conquest buyers, if you're moving over from somewhere else, you can save thousands.
MKZ 331?
The C.
MKC, what's the difference?
The crossover. The Z is the sedan. That's what I drive.
Yeah, what you have.
The C would be comparable. Well, not comparable, but has more tech. And it's the like the Edge. Not
okay.
The Edge or the Escape.
Got it.
Similar there. The Edge right. would be more like the Nautilus, the 2019 Lincoln Nautilus, the brand new car that is just loaded with technology.
Get it?
And it's got 22-way adjustable seats, blind spot monitoring, lane centering technology. Brandon got to experience that when I drove him to the game. My car pretty much drives itself.
Look how quiet that car is.
You know what I really enjoyed?
What's that?
The massage. I couldn't believe the massage in that chair. I thought it was just going to maybe vibrate, but no, it's a legit, it works every different angle of your back
really?
And your butt.
It's pretty good after
no
a long
such
day
thing.
At the game.
I got to tell you, though, when I started Mark's car to move it, I kept thinking I hadn't started the car, and I was like, what do you have to do to start the car? I felt like the biggest fucking idiot. So I just said, what if it's on and I don't know, and I put it in reverse and it was on.
Oh.
It's so quiet.
Lines. I love it. So check it all out. Check out all the Lincolns, Hoot McInerney, Starlinkin.
Quiet.
50 years of legendary jewel among Detroit Lincoln dealerships. It's at 12 and Telegraph in Southfield. Once again, call Jimmy D, 855-567-STAR.
I'll just show you what's wrong. What's wrong with my car after the show? You will not believe what I did.
Oh, did you have an incident?
Yes, apparently. I think this is putting mags in the car, and it was not. I did not do this on purpose. When you pull the seatbelt,
yeah.
Somehow it went over the headrest, and it just rested there. So it's over the headrest. It's like it's not in its spot.
Yeah.
It's not plugged in because it won't go that far. But I can't get it back over the headrest.
Is it locked in?
Yes, it's locked in. It is so locked in.
Really?
Yeah.
That's probably got to be an easy.
I
fix
thought
of
it was.
Some
I,
sort.
I thought somebody.
What'd you do?
Did you take the headrest off?
I did not do that. I'm not sure how to do that.
What'd you do?
Just a little button on the side.
It's in the up position, though.
The headrest is?
Yeah, it's previously in the
shit.
Down position.
No problem.
Okay, cool. I feel better.
It's an easy fix.
And now the Clintons, and the fact that we could get this by just shows how far podcasting has come, and I think they've even stylized it, hopefully, to go along with our audience. But go ahead. This is pretty cool.
April 12th, the Fox Theater will rock live in concert. From the bowels of the left, it's the Clintons, a conversation.
I want you to listen to me.
I'm back!
With special guest,
the team captain, Steve Azerman, and all the Red Wings.
And
Senator John Kerry!
The Clintons! Live, with the acoustics only the Fox Theater can provide.
Deal me!
The Clintons play all the greatest hits April 12th.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
And
you know, I'm not sitting here as some little woman standing by my man like Tammy Wynette.
April! Oh, yeah.
He's written a lot of books about business. They all seem to end at chapter 11.
Tickets range from middle class prices of $99 to $10,000 for a quick selfie and a get the fuck out of here.
Follow the money.
All proceeds go directly into the pockets of the Clintons live in concert at the Fox Theater April 12th.
April!
Their only Detroit area concert.
Sounds like we've got some Wayne State Warriors here today. Hey!
Tickets on sale now.
Sounds like a blast.
That's going to sell out.
I mean, who wouldn't want to see those greatest hits?
I wonder if the secondary market will have anything, because that's going to be a tough ticket for sure.
I know Mez is going to have to sit and watch.
They might have to add a show.
Yeah.
Do you think they do the same set list each night? Or they mix it up.
They're going way back for the oldies with that Stand By My Man.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was really one of the early tracks.
I hope they play Vast Right Wing Conspiracy here. That's a hit.
Maybe they'll be in the next commercial. There's 6 months to go.
You know, it's funny. We were watching that 60 Minutes interview again. And the thing I forgot about that is that was like 8 months before the election.
I know. That was a turning point. That was huge. Jennifer Flowers was about to derail him.
Yeah.
And that interview helped them get past Jennifer Flowers, which I think they call tabloid trash, paid tabloid trash.
Yes, it did.
Which is incredible that worked.
And it's weird because, and obviously, knowing what you know about both of them now, it kind of warps the way you look at it. But watching it, it's like, yeah, Bill comes across okay in it, but man, I think that's when people really started hating her.
Oh, yeah. She was really annoying.
The way he looks at her, like this is... Because Steve Croft did the interview, and I think he actually asked them if this was a marriage of convenience in January of 1992.
I know.
Which, wow, the foresight on Croft.
I haven't watched the whole thing lately, but did she call it two presidents for the price of one then? Because she said that many times early.
I don't remember her saying it. She might have, but I don't remember hearing that.
She stopped saying it at some point. Very clearly, it was decided that don't say that anymore. Maybe after the healthcare thing.
Oh, yeah, I think so, when that failed.
Yeah, because, oh, boy, did she get slammed for that.
But that was to his benefit, because I could just blame her.
Yeah.
It's all her.
I'm kind of stunned that he let her say that.
Come on, look at that relationship.
I know.
The shit she had on him. The way she backed him and fought for him.
It's funny.
Really is a love story, as they said many times.
That's still going to this day. What a joke.
And I haven't given up on her yet.
You know, I'm pretty sure they arrived at the Aretha thing separately, because I remember seeing him get out of the car, and then she was just there.
Huh.
So I wonder...
Well, you know, he didn't
want her... Kind of fascinating.
He didn't want her to wreck his game hitting on Ariana Grande.
Yeah, that's true.
When I saw Ariana Grande on the program, I thought that was a new something at Taco Bell.
Good one.
Do you suppose he wrote that in advance? He must have.
That guy?
Yeah.
Yes, of course he did.
And he grabbed her titty.
Yeah, did you hear Pete Davidson talking about that?
Him grabbing her titty?
Yeah.
No.
Stern asked him about it. And, you know, their whole thing was, they didn't even realize it happened, because in her mind, it was just like, what is going on? Why am I still up here right now?
Right.
But didn't realize that he had his hand around her, and they didn't even know about it until it became a thing online.
That's interesting.
He was there, too. I didn't realize that even he was there.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Why would he be there?
I don't know. Did you watch SNL this weekend?
I did.
What a lousy episode.
Yeah, they're off to a slow start. I thought with Seth, too, it would be...
The cold open, I thought, was okay, the Kanye stuff.
Yeah, it was okay.
The Bill Cosby sketch.
Did they kind of Kanye?
Yeah.
I feel like...
I mean, that was the big story.
Well, I mean, that's their money position, is whatever Trump's done is. But it seemed like the whole news becomes a repeat when you've already seen a giant skit on it. And it was also part of the open, the Seth's open.
Yeah.
So it starts to feel like they're beating a dead horse after a while.
Although he did tell that story, which nobody had told before, about where when Kanye was on the show, he did the sketch.
I couldn't figure out if that was a joke or not.
It sounds like it's true. But Kanye did a sketch when he was on SNL that he interrupted every award like he did with Taylor Swift, but he claimed that it happened before he even did that with Taylor Swift.
How funny would that be before?
I don't know. I don't remember the sketch,
though. I don't either. That's why I kind of thought it might have been a joke.
That's not funny.
It'd be easy to prove if it wasn't, though.
Well, yeah. But I couldn't get past, is this real or is this a joke?
He said it was totally real.
They obviously thought it was funny, you know, if that's what they went with. And Seth is, you know, a great writer, obviously.
I guess Kanye had another rant, too, on social media this weekend, which is fun.
I guess. I don't know. He's starting to just wear me out. Honestly, watching him with Trump and watching him on TMZ.
Oh, it's ludicrous.
Two or three minutes in, I'm like, this is a waste of my time. I'm just waiting for him to say something incredulous, and he's doing it nonstop.
Watching him with Trump was far more entertaining because they just let him go. And I felt like everybody in that room, including Trump, was in on this. Like, oh my God, look at this guy. He's nuts. the Harvey Levin one was Harvey's trying to really interview him, which
Pop is one of rap's favorite people, no, right?
Why bother?
The rant you mean about his, he's a Mensa?
Oh, that's the new rant, yeah from the week. Right. 133 Mensa IQ. I guess that's different from a regular IQ.
Where are all these people who claim they have these high IQs? Where do they get their IQ certified? Is there the some organization?
Must be Mensa.
Okay. If you were that smart, though, wouldn't you know how annoying that sounds?
Yes. Although you can be smart and you can be clueless about things.
Well, sure you can. But I still maintain that if you were that smart, you would know that it's very annoying to people to hear how smart you are.
I just got
talking about how much money you have.
I just got back my IQ scores, and they were Mensa level, 133.
Genius,
98
genius,
percentile,
genius.
Like straight-up Tesla vibes.
And I am too smart.
And I feel like when people try to tell me what to do, I feel like they're touching my brain. That was his quote.
Oh, God.
What the fuck is going on with him, man? Of course, there's going to be people that are, he's sick. He needs help.
Well, it is kind of interesting that people make fun of him for being mentally ill.
He talks about it. He's very aware of it.
Well, I know, but generally when people are considered mentally ill, it's not cool to make fun of them.
Yeah, but it's Kanye. He's different.
Yeah, and he's wearing a MAGA hat, too.
Well, so. I think people made fun of him for being crazy even before that.
Yeah, a little bit. It seems like it's certainly gone to an entirely new level, though.
Yeah.
I thought the Pete Davidson thing on SNL, what was it?
Oh, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, it wasn't this one. It was the last one. About him being off his meds.
Oh, that was funny.
It was funny. I agree it was funny, but it's like, wow, if you said that about a lot of other people, it would not be considered funny at all.
Yeah, but Pete's crazy, too, so he's allowed to do it.
I guess so. But then the whole thing about stay in your lane was also interesting.
That's stupid.
And who did he say?
He said Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut.
He doesn't mind. Yeah,
Joey Chestnut's not allowed to tell us his political views.
Joey, he only wants to hear
everyone tells us their political views.
No, you're allowed to. He just doesn't. Who wants to hear it? I think it was his point.
Well, no, and I generally, for the most part, I kind of agree with it. And I, you know, whenever I go on Twitter and find out what's trending, I am stunned to see the same people bitching about stuff over and over, like
Chrissy Teigen,
Alyssa Milano, Bette Midler,
Sean King.
You follow Bette Midler?
No, I don't follow her, but she shows up. If you look at the trending, it'll go and it'll show. It's always the same. I'm like, do they do nothing but tweet about Trump?
Who is sitting around going, what does Bette Midler have to say about this?
I know. Kind of blows my mind.
Someone get me Bette Midler's opinion.
Wait, didn't she just have to apologize for
something?
Yeah,
she said women are the N-word of the world, which is quoting
a Lennon quote.
Yeah, it's a John Lennon song.
Yeah. She apologized for it?
Yeah.
Stop apologizing.
Yeah, I think she was taking a lot of shit for that.
It was a tweet.
Stop apologizing.
Oh, she even had it in quotes. But then
she wrote N-word. She didn't even write the word.
Yeah, and then she followed it up, though, with her own little comment.
Well, but it's offensive to black women who are the N-word of the world, I guess.
Well, you guys can fight over semantics and who wants to be called what, then, people.
Oh, Jemele Hill was pissed about that tweet.
Oh, I'm sure she was. Jemele Hill's another one who shows up all the time upset about Trump. And whatever.
People just need to stop apologizing.
I just, honestly, I wish so many people weren't talking. It would be so nice if the world quieted down. Could we take a week off from politics? I mean, the world?
No way.
Please.
No.
Please.
Never.
I wonder who would argue with that. I mean, can anyone say that's not a good idea?
To take a week off?
From all this crap?
Isn't that what Christmas is for?
What would we... No one takes Christmas off.
But Christmas is about baby
Wait,
Jesus.
Oh, and Christmas has been under attack, too, so...
Would you be upset if no one talked about all this stupid shit for a week? Would it really upset anyone?
Well, I don't care about the Twitter fights, but I still like following politics. I don't know.
I find it so exhausting lately. Because you can't get away from it.
And there's never common ground. For certain topics, never common ground.
No one convinces anyone else of this. It's like you're just blowing shit to the moon because you're not going to change anyone's mind. I mean, I suppose it's nice to have people agree with you, but they're the same people that agree with you about everything else. But anyway, we're doing what they're doing.
People would stop worrying about what everybody is saying on Twitter and social media. Just relax. Don't apologize. Just throw it out there. The world moves on in 24 hours.
But it becomes a story.
I really blame
which is,
a lot
I really don't understand.
Because social media, for some reason, becomes the source for so many different
right.
news
and it's
articles.
Not a story. It's like, oh, there's 80 tweets, so it's a story. Mm-hmm. 60 people are mad, so it's a story, and it's reported on network news like it's a real thing.
But going back, did Bette Midler apologize for that? Now, I want to know what Bette Midler said. Did she apologize for
she
that?
She did.
Yeah. If she didn't apologize, would that be a story?
It might be. I think it was a story anyway.
If that astronaut that's said something, quoted Winston Churchill, if he didn't apologize, is that a story? I don't think so.
I don't. You know, maybe not.
Because you're letting the trolls win.
Well, the funny thing is when that guy, the Winston Churchill quote guy, apologized, he got shit from people who support Winston Churchill.
It's funny.
Which I didn't realize that Winston Churchill was so controversial.
The guy's
no idea.
He's been to space, and he's now known as the Winston Churchill guy. He's a goddamn astronaut, but he'll forever be the guy that apologized for the Winston Churchill.
Well, you know what's funny? When the story came out, I was like, I don't remember this astronaut. Are we sure he's an astronaut? And it turns out he's been on three missions. I forgot what they even, it was like, that's not even,
it's
I don't even
fault.
Call him an astronaut. Was he driving the thing?
Is
I don't think so. He's a passenger.
He had marijuana in space, too.
Wait, an astronaut had marijuana in space?
Dude, check this out.
That sounds like a blast.
Yeah.
I'm sure they got a lot done.
Oh, no, that's this guy.
Oh, is that the Canadian dude?
Chris Hadfield.
Did he get high?
I don't know, but there's always this picture I see on the web of this dude in zero gravity, and he's just got this big bag of reefer.
Why would he have that big bag of reefer?
He was testing marijuana in space in 2012.
That's funny.
Yeah. Oh, damn it. It might be photos.
Oh, boo.
Oh, but it's a badass.
Way to ruin things, internet.
I know. I've seen this one. It's crazy how... You know, I'm on the web so damn much every single day going through all these different sites for
Pornhub
prep
doesn't count.
And, well, it's prep and I've really come accustomed to what's been viral, what has gone viral in the past, kind of what's going viral now. But every once in a while, the internet always pops up and it shows me something from the past that I had no idea existed. You guys probably knew existed. For example, I do believe a guy on the Facebook fan page, Ken or something, he posted the jump video that David Lee Roth did as country music.
Wait, what?
And I've never seen that before.
Oh, they just put country music underneath it?
No. He actually was on the Leno show doing...
Oh, I remember that. I think we played. Was that we were back at Riff when that happened?
Yeah, and
2012
just,
maybe. What's the date on it?
2006.
Oh boy. 606, appropriately titled "Strumming with the Devil," the Southern Side of Van Halen.
I remember.
Please
this.
Welcome.
The internet
David
always
Lee
just
Roth.
Tends to toss nuggets like this. That. I never knew he wanted to go country.
What a ham.
Look at his smile.
Get up! Go to work now!
The crowd seems to love it.
I do not remember this.
No.
I get up!
Hey,
baby. Baby, nothing gets me down. You got it tough!
Look at him laughing.
What is he doing?
What's the occasion for this?
This was an album he put out.
Just how you feel. You got to know with a bunch of what's real. Here's a beat part. Can't you see me sitting here? I got my back against a wrecking machine. I ain't the one since you see. Can't you see what I mean?
Cheesy
smile is so weird. How bizarre.
Yeah, I don't know. The internet's wild.
You know that idea was presented to him, and he probably was just like, that sounds like a wonderful, great idea. Let's do it.
What
presented as a joke.
Why wouldn't he just write some new country songs?
Because it's easier to just do the ones.
Yeah, these ones are already, they're already written.
But Van Halen fans are not going to like this.
No. Who is going to like that?
I've never heard about it since, so I think it just died off.
This is one of the things that fascinates me about the Van Halen argument of Sammy versus Dave. Mm-hmm. And this goes on a lot with a lot of bands, that one member versus the other, which I think is insidious. And it's Lennon McCartney. There's a whole documentary, John or Paul, who's your favorite? And people are just pained to give the answer. But in Van Halen's case...
Why are they pained to give the answer?
Because they love them both.
Just pick one. Doesn't mean anything.
They don't want to pick one.
I picked George.
But and some people do pick George. But why... I don't understand. Van Halen is about Eddie Van Halen.
Yes.
His guitar playing is so central to Van Halen. And actually, Michael Anthony and Alex Van Halen, too. I mean, it's not really the singers, to me, the least important thing in that band. I know some people are going to go crazy about that. They're both great. I think they're both good singers in their own way. I think Sammy's certainly a better singer, whether he fits Van Halen, but I don't know.
It is amazing.
They're both good.
Different those bands sound, Van Halen and Van Hagar.
I think they sound
totally different.
But it's still Eddie creating the sound. Eddie sort of evolving.
But they really took on each singer's personality.
Yeah, to some degree.
Because with David, it's, you know, this like crazy, really ruckus, let's get chicks, have a blast kind of rock. And with Sammy,
Sammy's
it's
a little more,
but not
pound cake.
Huh?
Pound cake, you know.
Yeah, but it's
a little more serious. Yeah, the idea behind the songs tends to be a little heavier, I guess. Yeah.
You know, I can only speak about Van Halen because I'm the singer in the band.
I'm still very curious if we do our Twitter poll on what is the favorite band of this show's audience.
Yes.
I think Van Halen would come up
very high. I think Aerosmith would be up very high.
Yeah, Aerosmith, they would do well. I don't know. We need to do this. We need to seed them and get it out. Get it out there and get it done.
I think we should do a Twitter poll. Paul or John.
Paul or John.
And then the next one should be, were you pained in choosing, yes or no?
Do it. Get it done.
And one answer should be, it's too painful, I can't answer. And then, of course, D. George E. Ringo.
Do you want me to do it? I'll do it.
Go ahead.
It's so dumb.
I thought I think Lennon won in the documentary 263 to 196, and then George got 20 or something. And Ringo is the poor joke, though, that it's the first time somebody says it's like, not really funny, but okay. And then by the fourth time someone says Ringo, it's like, wow, your sense of humor is so common. Please.
I'm just going to
edit this person out.
I'm just going to write favorite and then put the choices.
Always interesting. So, we're past Elton John. We move into Saturday, and of course, the outrage over the Chainsmokers being on.
I'm livid about
game day.
I'm honestly kind of pissed about it. And it means nothing. I'm very pained about it.
I'm a little more pissed. I was outraged that people were outraged because who cares? They're picking the games. I mean, it's not like you're giving the Congressional Medal of Honor to the guest on game day. I think Michigan people wanted someone Michigan-related, and the Chainsmokers.
Well, that's what it always was. You would want somebody related to the school.
They usually
do.
They used to.
Well, they used to until this year, and it's totally changed. They just go for a singer or a celebrity that I think has something to do with ABC ESPN's properties.
I had no idea that was the reason. Now, that actually, now I'm a little outraged.
I got to see what the connection is. Between the Chainsmokers and who does their music or puts their stuff out.
You said the Chainsmokers guest picked before?
Last year they were on.
What the fuck?
Who are they? Dorks, too. I can't stand that, man.
They had terrible picks, too. There's like an article about how all their picks were bad. Every time they talked on the mic, the crowd pretty much booed them.
They're terrible. They're total douches. Their songs suck.
I don't really know their music too well. They do pretty well for some reason.
Basically, because they get like big acts to do the songs with them. They're really just producer DJs.
I have to tell you, I'm really annoyed that there's so many duets. Why does everyone have to be in everyone else's song?
I don't know.
Is no one good enough to produce their own music without having 19 people guesting?
Yes.
This is the Chainsmokers?
I guess, because don't they always just have...
Yeah, they just have a singer. Like, they did a song with Coldplay, and they've done a song, I think, with Halsey.
I didn't even know what the band was. I thought they were the guys in the band. Neither one of them sings?
Do you have Game Day? Do you record it? I didn't see their picks.
I think I erased it, actually.
Play the one with Coldplay. I know you'll know that song, because that song was everywhere. And it's
nah. I didn't even know these guys didn't sing, though. I had no idea.
Yeah, they're just producer DJs.
Okay.
They're kind of douches.
I mean, my experience with them is I see them win awards.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I know them from. Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts. Why would Coldplay do a song with the Chainsmokers?
Because they make hits.
So does Coldplay.
Yeah, I don't know. She said, where do you wanna go?
What, has Coldplay gone south?
They're phoning it in. They should just do a country album of their old songs.
Did they have a record bomb? Honestly, I don't know.
Coldplay,
did they bomb?
I don't know.
Oh, I know this song, yeah.
Yeah. Boy, I just Googled...
I'd rather hear a Coldplay song.
I just Googled College Game Day and Chainsmokers. The internet, not happy with it. Anywhere.
Is this a big hit?
Yeah, this is a pretty big hit.
Well...
How dumb.
After the Michigan game... I tweeted out.
Sorry. Do you think Lee Corso has any idea what these two people are doing? Or who they are?
No.
Home for the Fighting Irish. They're going to win big over Pitt today.
I hope so.
That was a bad pick.
And Pittsburgh won last week, so I got to
go. Who are you? As well.
Coach? What do you got, Coach?
I'm booing the shit out of him.
Notre Dame Pitt.
Ready? Hey. I give you guys $5 if you name me how long Pitt is playing Notre Dame. How long did they
playing each other?
Holy shit.
Oh, I know it's been over 100 years. I felt really bad. I don't know why he keeps going out there. He is just not very with it. My favorite thing is when they come back from a break or a piece and Reese Davis is talking, you can hear Lee Corso going,
don't you go dying on me.
Paul is leading the poll 31-19, but 50% is ahead of both of them with It's Too Painful.
How stupid.
Okay, let's see. Where's my tweet? If Michigan takes care of Wisconsin, Michigan and MSU looks very interesting. Who'll be the first dick to say MSU isn't Michigan's biggest rival?
Well, they're not. Do I win?
MSU isn't Michigan's biggest rival is the first tweet. The first answer, the first comment. And then let's see.
What does that matter to? Why do people care so much?
But why do people have to say it?
Well, because it's true.
But they've gotten their ass handed to them 8 out of 10 times. I mean, how many teams, when you're getting bludgeoned by another team, says, they're not our biggest rival? Like somehow the game means less?
Well,
does anyone else say that about a team they play that is beating them on a regular basis?
No, is Miami Vatek's biggest rival?
No, but nobody ever said that. Actually, they may have been their biggest rival for a while, but I think both kind of went south.
Because honestly, I mean, if that's the reason people are saying it, then that's just sour grapes, okay, and that's pretty stupid.
Let me just put it this way.
The fact is, Ohio State is, and they still keep kicking our
ass. Wait a second. Ohio State's won 13 out of 14, so why would you brag about this team this is a more important game when they lose it?
It's just that old like sports radio talk stuff today that I would rather if they had to win only one of those two games, I'd rather they beat Ohio State.
Let me just put it this way. Virginia Tech has beaten Virginia 14 times in a row. I think it's 27 out of 20 or something like that. I've never heard anyone say Virginia is not our biggest rival. And I've never heard anyone at Virginia say that Virginia Tech is not our biggest rival, because why would you...
Men's school.
I don't know why the whole thing started to begin with. I don't know who.
Because
why.
Somebody said, because didn't Desmond, no, well, Desmond Howard said it last year. He said it on game day, in fact. But and why, I was like, why is he saying
who
is, that?
Who is bothered by this? Spartan fans? Who? Why would they care?
About what?
I don't understand. I don't understand why he.
Because
why
if you, it's
care.
It's it seems to suggest that losing is means less because it's not our biggest rival.
Well, we lose to our biggest rival anyway. So what's the point?
No, I know. What's the point of saying it? Is
I don't know.
Point.
I don't know why because they think it's such a big rivalry and it is.
Who thinks it's
but
such
it's
a big
the
rivalry?
The biggest one, Spartan fans.
I don't think anyone's measuring it on a daily basis. But what you think it's okay to say that about a team that's beating your ass?
Well, but our biggest rival is beating our ass too, and we lost to our other
rival.
So
why would you
Notre Dame.
Would you say another game is a lesser game? I don't understand that. If you're beating the shit out of them, then it might be fun to say. But I still wouldn't say it because you just rile them up.
I don't know.
I mean, if you're
put
it this way, if you're beating a team pretty regularly,
yeah.
And they're saying, but you're not our biggest rival, it seems to me that's all the more reason to just pound the shit out of them. And it's like locker room material. It's like bulletin board material.
Oh, well, give me a break. They're going to find something to be disrespected about anyway.
No, but people keep saying that. Every year I hear that Michigan State is not Michigan's biggest rival, so what's the big deal?
Whoa, he has trouble with the snap, and the ball is free. It's picked up by Michigan State.
Headphones are off.
Done. And he scores on the last play of the game. Unbelievable.
It's really funny, though. I was actually amused that I restarted the whole conversation because, first of all, people are agreeing. They're not Michigan's biggest rival.
It's a pointless conversation.
I would say in past years, the Buckeyes were Michigan's biggest rival, without a doubt. But in the past decade, it's been so one-sided, I would agree. Now State is Michigan's biggest rival, for sure.
They've both been one-sided. And I don't think... why does
Buckeyes and Spartans have owned them for a decade. Not much of a rivalry.
Well, can't rivalries change?
Yeah.
Wasn't the Red Wings' biggest rival the Colorado Avalanche? I don't think that's right, the biggest rival.
Notre Dame and Navy, it's considered a rivalry because they play every year and they really care about it. But Notre Dame won, like, what, 50 times in a row?
If I were either team, I would never say it, that someone isn't my biggest rival. Because it's a game on your schedule, so every game matters the same. They're all, losing
what
a game.
What are you, a coach?
No, I'm just
Come
being...
Come on, Michigan State matters more than Rutgers. Michigan State matters more than
Wisconsin.
No, but
if you lose to Rutgers, you don't say, but Rutgers doesn't matter.
That's
a lesser game, so who cares?
If that's why people are saying it, that's pretty stupid. That's pretty silly.
Why would anyone say it anyway?
I don't know why people get so mad because Michigan doesn't consider Michigan State the number one rival. I don't understand why that bothers people.
But I would never say that about any opponent because it's only demeaning the opponent to say that.
Yeah, and?
I mean, does Michigan say it every time they play Notre Dame? Do they say, Notre Dame's not our biggest rival, so who cares?
No, I think they know that, and they don't care.
No,
it
they don't care.
It doesn't bother Notre Dame fans, so why does it bother
I don't think, I'm not a Spartan fan. I mean, I'm a Spartan fan. I like Michigan and Michigan State, but it doesn't bother me. I just think it's dumb to say.
Okay.
You don't think it's dumb to say?
I don't think it, well, sure. I don't know why. I think it's dumb that people get upset about it, is what I think.
But I just think when Desmond Howard said it last year, I thought that's a really dumb thing to say.
Well, yeah, okay.
That's just my
Desmond is on TV and he's trying to do something and he lets
but it's
say
so,
crazy
it's
things.
Said over and over and over, and I don't understand why anyone says it because it seems like it's only it just suggests that this school is less important. I mean, they don't say it about if Alabama beats Michigan, you don't say Alabama's not our biggest rival.
But to that point. If I could beat between those two schools, if you could pick which one you want to beat, I would rather they beat Ohio State.
You know, they got excited. It's good. You know, sometimes you get your little brother excited when you're playing basketball and stuff. Let him get the lead, and then you just come back and take it back.
That's disrespect. Bread comes before the fall.
Yep.
If you go 1-1 against two teams,
that's
do you feel
fun, man.
I don't feel any better about we lost to Old Dominion. We beat Duke, and Duke's ranked. Still, I would rather beat both.
Well, of course.
If I lost
I'd
to
rather
both,
go 12-0.
So I don't feel there's anything is improved by saying, well, they're not our biggest rival.
No, but you always want to beat your rivals.
Okay, well, fine. If you say it all week, I don't care. I mean, I don't care if 5,000 people say it. I just think it's a dumb thing to say.
I'm the one that brought it up.
No, I brought it up because I'm stunned that people say, well, they're not the biggest rival, and want to go on and on about
Has
it.
Anyone
and
said
I just
that?
Think it's... No, just people were answering my tweet.
Oh, well, man.
And obviously, they didn't like my tweet.
You troll. Do a new Twitter poll. Who's Michigan's biggest rival?
Oh, we know how that's going to come out. No, especially if you've lost 8 out of 10. I don't know why you'd say they're not. It's like, that's a team we can't fucking beat. We better fucking beat them. Who cares if they're a bigger rival, smaller rival, in-between rival? You really think
people don't say that? They can't beat Ohio State
either. Sure they say it, but I don't understand what is this parsing of the game somehow that it's not the biggest rivalry, so therefore...
But it's not.
But I don't know what the point is in saying it. What does it mean? Oh, that it's not as big a loss when you lose?
I don't know.
So therefore, we can still beat Ohio State, so that game doesn't matter or it means less.
Of course it matters. They all matter.
And I think they hold on, like Michigan fans will hold on to the OSU one because of the grand history and the overall record.
If Ohio State said something, Penn State's our biggest rival now, Michigan fans would be livid.
Exactly.
Right.
So why would Ohio State fans
run around saying it? They wouldn't.
Why are Michigan State fans so livid when Michigan people say that?
I don't think they are that livid. I'm getting responses from Michigan fans saying they're not our biggest rivals.
Well, they're not.
I didn't see. Well, let me see. Maybe there's some Spartans.
It doesn't mean that you don't want to beat them. Or
in the history of the program, though, the entire program, the Wolverines have 33 more wins than the Spartans do against one another, and the Wolverines have 11 more wins than Ohio State. So that's kind of a tighter thing.
Do people talk about the 1990 losses and the 1980 losses? Aren't the last 10 years, the last 3 years, the last 5 years?
I'll tell you what. Going to the game yesterday and seeing their
demarcation line,
seeing their hype video, they take 1908 pretty seriously,
yeah.
Still.
Personally, I don't get much out of the 1908 team that I root for. The Cubs won it in 1908, and it didn't do me much good while I was rooting for them all those shitty years.
But rivals are built on geography and how often you play them, which is both of them. But the history between Michigan and Ohio State, I think, means more.
I think if Ohio State started saying, Michigan's not our biggest rivalry, I think Michigan fans would understand why that's an annoying thing to say.
Sure. But if it was true, then fine.
Michigan!
Well, it might be true. Penn State's played great games against Ohio State. I mean, when you lose 13 out of 14, I'm not really sure why that's
just
the biggest.
So it's
rivalry.
Not a rivalry. It just ceases to be a rivalry.
What? What does?
If you perform as badly as Michigan has against both schools, that ceases to become a rivalry.
No, I'm not saying it ceases to be a rivalry, but they declare it to be the biggest rivalry in all of sports. And I think the record shows
it's not much of
a rivalry.
Boston College thinks they have a rivalry with Notre Dame, and they do. They do have some kind of odd rivalry.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's not a rivalry. I'm just saying it's put on a pedestal like it's the biggest game in the world.
It is.
Every year.
It's always the last game. It's always at noon. The game means more. It's
but
called
I think
the
if
game.
There's, if there's an even distribution of wins, and even when Michigan was winning all the time, it was kind of boring because Michigan won all the time.
But I disagree, though. I don't ever find that game to be boring. But that game means a lot to me.
It's not boring. I didn't go to Michigan, so maybe I can't understand it. I just think the history of
both rivalries, but the Ohio State game, it just means more. Now, granted, my background in history is a little different.
I'm definitely an outsider when it comes to this stuff, but I just think demeaning a game or putting a game down by saying it's...
I don't think it's demeaning it.
No, I don't even know why. I just don't know any other school that talks about a game as being less of a game than another game because you lost it or because... show me another school that says something isn't our biggest rival and I'll give up the ghost.
Okay,
If you can show me that, Notre Dame, when they lose to Navy, says, it's not our biggest rivalry, so whatever. Or if Arizona State loses a game to another school, and they say, it's not our biggest rivalry, so yeah.
Wait,
what were the last two? Arizona State.
But that is
or Washington, Washington State.
That is each school's biggest rival.
Right, but I'm just saying, when they lose to another team, do they say, it's not our biggest rivalry anyway?
Okay, I didn't know people were. I didn't know people were using that as an excuse for their poor performances against Michigan State.
I just think it's a weird thing to say.
Okay,
and then also in the stat wise, Michigan.
I think it's intended to put the other school down.
Right,
and not that schools don't put each other down, but it's a snobby thing to say.
Okay. Let me ask you this though: What do you think Michigan's biggest rival is?
To Michigan?
No. Who do you think Michigan's biggest rival is?
Right this minute, probably Ohio State. But that doesn't mean I would say Michigan, Penn State. It's not the biggest rivalry. So therefore, the result isn't as important.
Well, if that's what people are saying, then that's stupid.
I don't know what they're saying, because like I said, I don't know any other school that says that about a game they lose or a game on their schedule. It's not a biggest rival.
Who is Penn State's biggest rival?
Pitt.
You think it's still Pitt?
Traditionally.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
I think it's Ohio State right now.
Probably, yeah. Traditional rival would be Pitt. Yeah, right now Ohio State. That's a great, 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 great game, in my opinion. It might be the Penn State game.
Best one of the last 3 years.
Right, but I don't think Ohio State runs around going, Penn State's not our biggest rival.
No, well, they're beating them.
I don't think, no, but I just don't think they say that about Penn State. I think it's a snobby, demeaning thing to say, and I just don't think it's, I don't think people say it. Maybe fans say it. I don't know, maybe I'm crazy.
I don't know. Ohio State's catching up, though, on the all-time winningest program.
What?
So, basically, if Ohio State goes on a better run in the next 10, 15 years, they're going to be the one that has the
I'm going to lose a lot of sleep over that.
Oh, no.
I can tell you right now, going to that game yesterday, you pride yourself on that damn stat.
Hey, why are you being such a dick? I took you to the game, man. Can you give me a little bit of cultish love?
I enjoyed it very much, yeah, but I did like see it. James Jeez. Earl Jones saying, "We are the greatest university in the world."
Yeah,
and then everybody went.
What's your point? I did.
There is no school like Michigan if you went to Michigan. That I promise you.
Of course. I don't know. What's the problem?
Nothing.
I'm just glad they added the guy that won the Emmy.
Oh, yeah.
What's that? What's his name? Its name's Andrew Cunanan.
Did that happen before the season, by the way?
No, it happened during the season.
They actually edited the pregame video to include the guy saying, "Go Blue" to the Emmy crowd?
Yeah, the last game was the first time I noticed it.
Oh, my.
Why are we not allowed to have a little bit of pride?
Jeez. Oh, you can have a little, but that'll never happen.
What?
You'll never have a little pride.
What are you talking about?
The cult.
Jeez. I don't want to like anything.
Trying to make a minor point, it turns into a federal case. Jesus. I'm sure many, many dicks have said that it's not the biggest rivalry already. So
it's not. You just said it wasn't.
No, I just said, who will be the first dick to say Michigan State isn't Michigan's biggest rival? That's all I said. And it had already been said when I printed it, so it didn't really matter. Just making a point.
It was a great game, though.
Which one?
Michigan-Wisconsin. I'm still not entirely bought in on this offensive line yet. I know that was very important. I just think Wisconsin's defensive line was decimated and terrible. And everyone's salivating about how great the offensive line played. I'm like, we'll see. And State is a great bellwether for that, because their defensive line, like you said, played really well against Penn State.
They have a good defensive line.
Yeah.
They both have good line play on defense for sure. Is Rashawn Gary going to play?
I don't know. He was in street clothes.
Michigan State is decimated. They've got a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
Credit
to them for beating Penn State. I don't know how they did that, man.
I don't either, because, you know, I was watching that game, and it was a good game. I was getting frustrated as a State fan when, first of all, the drive, they had many drives that went nowhere that should have, and one of them was when they were driving down 17-14 with about 5 minutes left, maybe a little more, and first down...
And you're driving along.
First down, they threw an incomplete pass. Second down, they threw a swing pass to the short side of the field that got maybe 2 yards. Third down, they threw another swing pass to the short side of the field that got maybe 4 yards and left them with fourth and four. And it was like, wait a second. I think somebody, one of the commentators even said, well, D'Antonio obviously playing for the field goal there. And I'm like, playing for the field goal? They're down 3 points. What the fuck?
Field goal?
And I just thought it was a bad sequence. So then the field goal, they run a fake.
Yeah.
And first of all, Michigan State has run more fake field goals than the rest of the Big Ten combined.
They all have cute little names too.
Yeah, that was I couldn't remember the cute name for the one against Notre Dame.
Little Giants, baby. Come on, man.
I wanted to tweet something about it. I couldn't remember the fucking name.
They all have cute little names.
So anyway, they had already run a fake punt in the game. They had a halfback option pass, and I thought
they call that the Devil's Triangle. That part. Just roll your eyes at that
punt?
Joke. Yeah. It was a joke. You didn't like my joke?
No, I'm rolling my eyes at them naming the fake punt.
Well, I'm sure they did. They didn't name it the Devil's Triangle.
Oh, okay. Be more funny.
Well, anyway, no, I actually believed you for a second there because they have so many stupid names.
The joke was too real.
Anyway, they run a fake field goal, and I'm like, why would you run a fake field goal? You've already run two trick plays. You run fake field goals every 5 minutes, and, of course, it failed. And then they punted twice after that, including with 2 minutes left, and that, held Penn State somehow.
That's the one I saw, which I could not believe they punted that ball, but it worked.
Yeah, it did. They got the ball
it's
back.
It's amazing when things work in sports how it's a great decision.
And they threw the ball up to Felton Davis, and Felton Davis is one of those
incredible guys.
Yeah, he's a good – if it's a one-on-one ball, he may come up with it.
He's incredible.
He'll be one of the better players. If State has a chance in that game, he has to have a big game, no question. I don't know. What's happened to Brian Lewerke?
I don't know.
He's clearly regressed, hasn't he?
Well, the run game has been non-existent. That's because of a lot of injuries on the offensive line.
He just looks off to me.
You know what? I haven't seen him play enough, but when I've seen him play, he's been fine.
I still think he's good. I just thought he was going to be at a certain level by now, and he's
if you can't run the ball, you know, well, you can kind of just sit back and.
But they had some good receivers. One of their receivers is out. Yeah. Another one got hurt yesterday.
What, four of their top five receivers are out?
Yeah.
LJ's been out.
They got some problems. That was a great win for them. I mean, that was
a huge,
spectacular.
Another
to be top number 10 eight win. Team. D'Antonio, I think.
They can beat another top 10 team now because Michigan moved to number six.
Ooh.
I cannot believe they jumped up to number six.
Well, they looked really good. They really looked. That defense.
I just think Wisconsin's not that good.
I've never seen a quarterback so intimidated. I can't remember the last time I saw a quarterback. His throws were so off. He was clearly rattled in that game. I would have taken him out.
Did you like that skyhook pass? That was pretty sweet. That that got intercepted. Who the fuck throws a football like that?
I don't know. You know, honestly,
the guy he was thrown to was wide open too.
He threw one accurate pass and the guy dropped it. I think he was shocked. It was where it was supposed to be. He threw a screen pass and there was a Michigan guy standing in front of the running back. It was a really poor performance and one of the worst coaching calls I've ever seen in my life. 21-7, 4th-and-2 at the Michigan 42, and they punted, or 4th-and-3 maybe. Unbelievable. That was with about 10 minutes left. Yeah. Who does that?
I think that's when I hit peak annoyance to Brandon during the game. Was that when I hit peak annoyance, or was it when Harbaugh went for two and I
would have thought
insanely ridiculous?
I thought you'd have been happy they punted.
Mark, the very first series of the entire game, you were panicking and...
It's not panic. I wasn't.
Whole game.
The only thing that unnerved me for Michigan in that game was the kickers' kicks were all kind of crazy.
Did you know Harbaugh spent the night?
Yeah, I did.
I hate being at a game and watching kicks because they all look like they're in.
I
was tweeting with Joe Vetting, who's a huge Michigan fan, and he's been trained the last 10 years to believe the worst is always going to happen.
That's because it has.
And he was not happy with Michigan's kicker and the whole overnight.
Did you write him back and say, did you know Harbaugh spent the night in his house?
Oh,
we
no.
Love you, Joe!
He had already written it.
He did?
He was, yes. I think he said he held a press conference when he decided to go to Michigan.
He took
a Learjet or something.
That was when he chose Penn State because he decommitted from Penn State.
He was not a fan last night.
And David Long made a play, and I told Brandon that that's the kid that Harbaugh climbed a tree with.
Oh, boy.
Well, it's all so ridiculous. I know. It's so dumb.
Well, it's going to be a fun week. Michigan
really?
State.
No, it's going to be terrible.
Climb the tree.
It's always fun.
Come on, climb the tree. Climb the tree.
And if the game wasn't in East Lansing, I don't know if I'd give Michigan State a chance in this game.
Well, I'm just glad they lost to Northwestern because that made it a noon game as opposed to maybe possibly being another night game that they talked about.
Oh, because they're not ranked?
No, they are ranked now.
Where are they ranked?
In the low 20s, but they moved back into the AP. They're not ranked in the coaches. But because they have the two loss, I think there's another game they chose instead, which I'd much rather Michigan plays up there at noon than at night.
Why?
Because that crowd can get a little crazy.
Oh, well, that crowd will be crazy anyway.
Did you see they were burning couches last night?
Yes, I did.
It's cool. Cool. In
Cedar Village, too. Does anyone keep track of what's going on at Cedar Village? That's got to be the most unpoliced area in the world.
I know. Student and I love to drink.
I know a lot of people want to give them shit for doing that, but I like that they do. I think it's funny.
MSU.
It's so stupid.
Shame on you.
I can't help
no
but
one get hurt. No one gets hurt, so who cares?
I can't help but assume that it's considered a tradition of sorts.
I know it's
because
it's
you couldn't so possibly have that many people just sort of organically decide to burn couches at Cedar Village. It's not possible, is it? Is there something in the DNA of Michigan State students? I don't
like
think
to burn
so.
Things, yeah.
Anyway, D'Antonio is 10-5 against top 10 teams. I think it's top 10 teams. Maybe it's top 5 teams. I don't know. Probably top 10 teams, but I just read that stat today, which is pretty impressive. So the table's set. I did see the win probability was 70% Michigan, even in East Lansing. So
well, yeah, why bother playing?
Well, that's why they play the games, because I was talking to somebody this morning who said, oh, Michigan's going to kill them. And
I don't know who would say that. Why would they say that? What is that based on? They don't play well on the road.
No, that's kind of what I said.
They've never
played
well.
If it was at home, I would kind of agree, yeah. Unless Michigan State did something amazing. You know, Michigan had some nice bounces last night, too, which is
yes,
a little
which
different.
They haven't really gotten in the last 6 years.
So, I mean, there's always that. You can always have the fumble that goes this way instead of that way, or the blocked punt, or, I mean, weird things do happen. But if Michigan gets bounces in that game, I think it'll be a rout.
We'll see.
Yeah. If it's, but that's why they play the game, and we'll all be in front of the TV. And last night's game was the highest-rated game of the year, did you say?
That's what Riley said in that text.
Yeah, he sent me a sent
and how
me
much?
Something.
I think four out of the top six nice. Markets were all markets in the state of Ohio. The top market being Detroit, then Columbus was second. I think Dayton, Cincinnati, and Cleveland all registered.
McCartney leads Lennon 47-21. I didn't see that coming. It's too painful down to 32%, 107 votes. We need to get a rock poll going. I think that'll be a that'll be a big Twitter event. I think we start throwing Metallica and Aerosmith and Van Halen and who else? Who else would do well?
I think Pearl Jam, Beatles,
yeah, Pearl Jam.
Here's my favorite bands: AC/DC, AC/DC? Van Halen,
yes.
Not Van Hagar, Skinner, Def Leppard.
Yeah, we got to put
Def Leppard might
Def
do okay. Elton John certainly would get some votes. So, you know, we left something behind, and I want to get to it. You want to cue up Hillary Clinton on the
yes,
old man
I
show?
Will.
Now, there's somebody who really needs to shut up.
Go away.
Hello, Iowa.
What?
Oh boy. The month of October is good for so many things. Beautiful colors on the trees. Boy, it is getting. The colors are getting quite beautiful. I love October. I wish we'd get some better, not so rainy, cold weather. Come on.
I thought it was really nice on Saturday.
Today's nice.
Saturday was great.
It was a little chilly, I thought.
Yeah, but there's no wind. The sun was out.
You heard right. Our studio sponsors at Zod Dodge Ram and DealsNity.com are bringing you Ram Power Days during the month of Rocktober. Check out this deal. Only our friends. Rocktober is the perfect month to have our poll.
Oh, yeah.
Check out this deal only our friends at Zod Dodge Ram can make happen. Lease the all-new 19 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 at just $199 a month. Or if big badass trucks are more your style, Zod Dodge Ram has you covered. You can lease the same all-new 19 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4. Plus, they'll add 3.5-inch lift kit and 34-inch mudder tires for just $249 a month. Friends, these trucks are already upfitted, so all you have to do is stop by, sign up, and drive. You've never seen a deal like this, and you may never see it again. It's only available from Zot M59 Dodge Ram and deals in the D.com. And hey, growers. Yes, growers. The world-famous GrowGreen MI Fall Harvest Buying Expo is going down this Saturday from 10 to 5 at GrowGreen in Whitmore Lake. What's the event Darren McCarty's attending?
It's at the bottom there.
Okay.
Smoke weed every day.
Talk with over 100 reps. From all the top brands, including Hortalux, Advanced Nutrients, Mammoth P, Twister, Psycho, and Andon. Is it time to get Darren back on?
Yeah.
He's doing his
comedy tour.
Yeah.
I was talking to someone about that who does a lot of stuff with Darren.
You know, I read the interview. I was like, Darren McCarty doing stand-up, and I thought...
He's more an MC.
Yeah, that's sort of what I was thinking.
Perfectly.
Is that Darren would be fun doing anything like that.
He's a good storyteller. He's got great stories.
And he was saying he didn't... Sort of like... don't want to compete with the great stand-ups, but he was talking about basically what you said, storytelling. And so, I don't know, he's out there. He's doing stuff. He's always busy. And he's going to be part of this event with Grow Green, the MI Fall Harvest Buying Expo. This is your chance to shop like a master grower with the entire 25,000 square foot store marked down to the lowest prices of the year. Family friendly with a bounce horse, face painting. How about that? Bounce house and face painting and pumpkin carving. Sweet. At the Fall Harvest Buying Expo.
If you need to kill time with your kids, which everybody needs to.
And a free event.
That should be their tagline. Great time to kill.
Why not? And a free event tee to the first 500. I mean, honestly, we're getting to the point where I don't think people would even think twice about the optics of this. Michigan and MSU fans, have no fear. Grow Green MI is throwing the biggest tailgate in town during the expo with the game on a 25-foot LED HD screen, so you won't miss a second of the action. If you grow, but that's smart. Yeah. I mean, whoever came up with that idea.
Brilliant.
If you grow or want to start growing, do not miss the Fall Buying Expo this Saturday at Grow Green MI. Presentations, over 100 vendors, food, giveaways, and the best prices of the year on all your favorite grow gear. Food, always critical. Tickets are only $10 with kids 12 and under free. Click growgreen.com for more info. And then Darren McCarty will be there from 11:30 to 1:30. Have fun with it. Have your bowl signed by Darren.
Is it growgreenmi.com?
It is GrowGreen. Wait.
I think it's growgreenmi.
Growgreenmi.com, yes. Click growgreenmi.com for more info. And Darren from 11:30 to 1:30. And Darren is so gracious. If you always wanted to shake Darren's hand or get a selfie, get a bowl signed.
He's a nice dude.
He is a great guy, and he would happily do that.
Think
for
he'll
us.
Go in the bounce house?
He probably.
Think Darren will go in there?
I would not be shocked. So there. We got some new advertisers this month. That's good news.
Yeah, including the Clintons.
The Clintons, that's big.
I ever queued up for you.
All right, let's see. Why is she on the Old Man Show?
Well, it's a story about all the women running for Congress and state representatives. But it's not the
only reason. Would all this be happening if I had been elected president?
In a new afterword to her memoir, published by Simon & Schuster, a division of CBS Corporation, Hillary Clinton says she believes that in addition to Russian election meddling,
there is evidence
and the investigation into her emails, sexism also helps explain her loss.
You mention a file on sexism.
Gladly.
When you know people are voting for her because she's a woman, I mean, certain women will, I mean, you may have the reverse effect, but to not acknowledge that you're running as a female and you represent females, there's more females than males in the country. Mm-hmm. I would think those things would cancel each other out. It just sounds like such sour grapes and whining when she ran such a shit campaign, too.
I still think she doesn't realize that people don't like her. It's not just because people don't like her doesn't mean they don't like any women. Leading.
I wanted Hillary Clinton for president.
Well, it is funny to analyze because honestly, by the time that election took place, and even afterwards in all the Russian investigation, which is on what, 19 months now, I don't think anyone would have changed their mind for anything the day the election happened. I don't think there's anything you could do that would make a Hillary Clinton person vote for Trump or a Trump person vote for her. Anything. And
you think Hillary would have been any better?
Do you really have a file?
I do. It's a file that tells...
It's a good use of time.
A somewhat sobering story about how hard it is to break through the mindsets that people have. And it is difficult for many people, and not just men, a lot of women.
She's such a great feminist, the way she attacked those other women.
Quiet.
That Bill...
Yeah. The bimbo eruption list, which famously they got PIs and they dug up all the shit they could on, I forgot how many women it was, but it was quite a few.
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
To think, wait a minute, this woman is going to be a governor or a member of Congress or my mayor or maybe even a president.
You're likable enough. Thank Hillary, you so much.
A two-time presidential candidate. Line. Perhaps no one knows more about what it's like to campaign as a woman.
If you watched the way Trump debated me, it was just imbued with sexism, making fun of me for preparing. Well, you know, that's the old, like, oh, yeah, the girl in the class who's always prepared. Wrong. I don't need to be prepared.
Yeah, it's just making fun of you.
I'm MJ Hager.
And tattoos can show you one of the reasons I'm running for Congress.
But this year, the expectations and the perception for female candidates may be changing.
As a commander, Elaine didn't care what...
I don't want to hear about these people. Let's get more back to
you. I don't even know who the hell you are.
Oh, me neither.
Blah, blah, blah.
Why is she showing us her tattoos, by the way? What does that have to do with anything?
Because it tells her life story, Drew.
Blah, 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 blah. There are a bunch of people just saying nothing. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Wow, that is a lot of blathering there. I didn't realize how much blathering I sat through.
Hey, that's sexist. Just because it's a woman, it's blathering.
Anyone talking about politics
is sexist. That's horrible.
Babbling to me.
Who says that putting more women in office is a bipartisan goal?
I think women still don't believe that they have that opportunity. They still are afraid of stepping through that good old boys club.
And many, including Hillary Clinton, believe the recent bitter hearings for Judge Brett Kavanaugh showed sexism is still front and center in American politics.
Look at the display we saw of Republican men in the confirmation hearings where they're yelling and screaming.
Shame.
Hey, they hired a woman. What are you talking about?
This confirmation process has become a national disgrace.
And you saw two distinguished women senators, Dianne Feinstein, one of the deans of the Senate.
All we have.
You're interviewing
me. You're interviewing me. You're doing it, Senator.
That's
sorry
right.
to interrupt, but you're doing it.
Amy Klobuchar, a former prosecutor and the witness, a federal judge, is baiting them.
You're asking about, blackout. I don't know. Have you?
Who's weird. That
questioning them? He didn't do that to the men.
The Kavanaugh hearing also turned attention back to the Me Too movement, which complicates.
I don't think that's true, though. He actually did fire back at some of the male Democrats.
It's funny. I disagree with a lot of things he said, but I never thought of it as a male or a female thing. By the way, he has all female clerks.
Yes, he does. He hired.
So he can hit on them.
And he was working at a homeless event, too, last week.
But I just think that was misrepresented there, because he was a dick to Klobuchar, but he was also a dick to... I can't think of the
guy. He was
name.
Fighting for his life, and he was doing what he thought he had to do. And he certainly said some things I wouldn't have said, but whatever.
Clinton's
I didn't think it was sexism in women's history.
In the 1990s, she stood by her husband, Bill Clinton, as he denied allegations of sexual harassment and assault.
What role, if any, did you play in criticizing the character of the women who have accused Bill of sexual misconduct?
None.
Pause.
No role. I take responsibility.
Wait. She said it was a vast right-wing conspiracy, which suggests that they were just made up.
But I think
that would be critical.
She passes the blame to Betsy Wright, who was the one who coined the term bimbo eruption. So,
but she was part of that.
Stand by your man. Tell him.
I'm sure she had no idea any of this was going on.
As he denied allegations of sexual harassment and assault.
What role, if any, did you play in criticizing the character of the women who have accused Bill of sexual misconduct?
None.
No role.
No role. I take responsibility for my life and my actions.
She also stood by his side as he was impeached after lying about his affair with a White House intern. Some today have said he should have stepped down.
In retrospect, do you think Bill should have resigned in the wake of the Monica Lewinsky scandal?
Absolutely not.
It wasn't an abuse of power?
No.
There are people who look at the incidents of the 90s and they say a president of the United States cannot have a consensual relationship with an intern. The power imbalance is too great.
Who was an adult. But let me ask you this. Where's the investigation of the current incumbent against
whom
allegations have been made and which he dismisses, denies, and ridicules. So there was an investigation, and it, as I believe, came out in the right place.
That incumbent may well be one of the reasons so many women are running for office in 2018. Still, even by the most generous projections, when all the votes are counted, Congress will still be at least 75% men.
Just remember this. One of the women running for office today, for the first time, in the decades ahead, could become the first female president.
Well, I hope we get there sooner. I really do. But you're right. And maybe could be the second, third, to fourth female president. How about that?
Smart girls are having a moment for now.
Is this the... I don't know how great of audio this is.
Oh, great. It's awesome.
Never mind.
No, play it. It sounds wonderful.
Go ahead.
That hurt my feelings.
You didn't put it together.
That as First Lady, Hillary led the effort to disparage her husband's woman accusers who were dismissed as bimbo eruptions. In November, she wrote on her
Twitter. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought that I actually had audio of her.
It's just so funny that you bring up Monica Lewinsky and she brings up Trump. You bring up Trump and he brings up Bill Clinton. Yeah, come on.
Why can't both things be wrong?
Oh, they are.
I know, but it's, what about that? What about this? What about that?
The only, difference, if there's a difference, is Monica Lewinsky was in the White House while he was president.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And God only knows what Trump does now.
Arafat's sitting waiting while he's getting a blowjob.
Yeah, and the blame was...
Which I kind of like that. He's making Yasser Arafat wait while he got a blowjob. Who says America's not strong?
That the administration clearly allowed them to trash Monica Lewinsky for all her affairs, or her affair with the Oregon professor, and her being a stalker and all that stuff. Bill Clinton let that happen for months and months. She was maligned. That's the part of that story, I think, is the ugliest part that no one really talks about, is how long that went on, and he just let it go.
I had nothing to do with that.
I apologized to her publicly. That's better than a private apology. Everybody heard it.
Why don't you ask James a question?
And it was Ken Starr's fault and Linda Tripp's fault. And then, they were the people that that everyone took it out on.
And James Patterson blamed JFK. JFK. Yeah. Look at LBJ.
Look at George Washington. What cares?
It is interesting. My Hillary.
Well, I'm go sure away.
She inspired a lot of women with that.
Go away.
Good. You know, the Bill Schuette video, we didn't play it directly on the podcast, but I'm kind of blown away. Now, who dug this up? Where'd this come from?
Oh, come on. You know, someone gave it to Whitmer.
How did it go viral? Do we know?
I have no idea.
I just think that somebody had posted it saying, hey, what the hell is this all about? And then it just...
Is it the reporter that he was talking to? It's got to be somebody.
Because the individuals who put this out on the web were specifically asking, hey, who's the reporter that Schuette was talking to? Can we find her? Basically hoping to get more dirt. And then the video came out, I believe, on Thursday, and it just went viral.
It's bouncing around the web like a beach ball at a Nickelback concert.
Do we know who the reporter is?
Do we know who first put it out?
Let me find it on Twitter. I think that's where it went first.
Pretty tepid stuff. It's 1989. He seems like a dick.
He's a dork, but what does it mean?
He's being a guy who's being a cheese ball.
Yeah, he's guilty of being a cheese ball.
Please move closer to the lamp.
I would be happy to move closer to the lamp.
You.
I will do anything you want. Some things I may not let you run the camera on, but I will certainly happily.
This whole thing we've tried is as much as possible as possible.
It is no easy task. I admire your tenacity. Appreciate your spirit of Vincent van Gogh.
What?
Rembrandt and Toulouse-Lautrec.
Oh, what a dick pronouncing Van Gogh like that too, you dork.
That to me,
I'm not
is
voting
most,
for that alone.
The most criminal thing is him thinking he's cool the way he's bringing up those references, and also that he thinks he's hot.
Oh,
those
he totally
to me are the two most criminal things about that. As far as him, it's really lame. But 1989.
I didn't think anything about the video until I hear that part. Just pronounce it like any other person.
The top comment on YouTube is Vincent van Gogh.
Yeah, that's I don't know
that's
if
his
I can,
biggest crime in that
I'm
video.
I'm not sure I can forgive that.
What are you trying to prove, Schuette?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, the correct pronunciation. By the way, it's Frankenstein's monster, not Frankenstein. Is he one of those?
He really thinks he's impressing someone here, doesn't he?
I admire your tenacity. Appreciate your spirit of Vincent van Gogh.
Sounds like me telling Podell I'm going to be off.
Rembrandt. Spirit of Vincent van Gogh. Rembrandt.
What a dick.
Toulouse-Lautrec.
Who's the third? But no one even knows who that third person
is.
No,
he's trying to shoot some crazy references out there to show how smart he is.
I don't even know that third person is really a painter.
The devil's advocate in me has to ask, is he single during this? I mean, is he just hitting on a chick?
Of course he is. Yeah. It's just so weird. It doesn't mean anything.
Are you not allowed to hit on chicks on camera?
I guess not. Not
of course you are.
No, you're not allowed to hit on chicks in 1989 now.
Yeah. And then it came up in their debate, I guess, and then he shot back with, well, what about her running mate? He's a slumlord. That black guy that she knows, Greg Gilchrist.
Yeah.
He's a slumlord.
I think that's probably a lot worse than...
What, being a slumlord?
And he was black.
Yeah.
Being black.
Although being a slumlord in Detroit doesn't seem to be terribly criminal.
No one cares about it.
Honestly, I am surprised that it isn't a bigger deal.
Is slumlord
being
thing?
A slum? No, right, not right. This guy, but just being a slumlord
in general. Yeah,
yeah, it's just a shitty thing, and I don't understand why people are allowed to do it. And some of the biggest people, developers we have been allowed to do it.
This might be a big week for Gretchen, though, because I'm pretty sure that this week is going to be the absolute worst for morning and evening commutes, based on
the construction
guys have, they had 4 weeks where they weren't able to get things done, and now they're trying to play catch up before the winter. I already know, God, like Telegraph, there's like 4 lanes closed. You see cones everywhere right now. 696 is disgusting.
Why don't we all just take a week off from politics and from that, and let them finish the roads? Nobody go to work for a week.
Because it's about time we fix the damn roads.
Roads. Rudes.
Yeah.
Okay, Bill Schuette got married in 1991. Okay. So
was that the reporter he married?
What if he married her?
Cynthia Glutz.
It came out that he married that chick.
That'd be pretty wild.
What if he banged that chick?
That'd be pretty hot.
Yeah. They shared love for Vincent van Gogh.
Oh, God. It's so bad. Ugh.
Starry, starry night.
God, politics is just the scummiest.
It's hilarious.
It is the worst, the lamest. And how about the ad that we now have? I don't even want to describe the ad. I just want to play Dana Nessel's commercial.
Yeah. Is it a commercial or is it just online, like an online thing?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was a commercial.
Because I haven't seen it run. I mean, this has been out there for a while.
Yeah, I hadn't even heard it. Charlie played it on No BS News, which the new episode, I believe, is available.
Go to her YouTube page, because it's like a minute and a half.
Oh, it isn't. It can't be an ad if it's a minute.
No,
and a half.
No, and it's from last fall, I believe.
So it's another unearthed thing. It's just been unearthed.
No, because it's been public. I mean, it wasn't. It was kind of a big deal back then.
Is this the right one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I assume
the very beginning's key.
I assume based on the opening line here, it says.
Yes.
If the last few weeks has taught us anything, it's that we need more women in positions of power, not less. So, when you're choosing Michigan's next attorney general, ask yourself this. Who can you trust most not to show you their penis in a professional setting? Is it the candidate who doesn't have a penis? I'd say so. Some people will tell you, I can't be the Democratic nominee for attorney general here in Michigan because we can't have an all-female ticket for statewide office in 2018.
Who said that?
No one has said that.
Can we afford to have a female governor, a female attorney general, and a female secretary of state? Well, I read
No, because I don't want
I
you.
I do too.
So I guess we can't.
Let's see your penis.
Can you fix the echo?
Can we afford not to? Now, if you want to know more about what I'll do as Michigan attorney general.
No, you've annoyed me enough already.
Let's see your penis. But
right now, I want to tell you what you can expect me not to do.
I think you got penis envy, frankly.
I will not sexually harass my staff. And I won't tolerate it in your workplace either. I won't walk around in a half-open bathrobe. And I'll continue to take all sex crimes seriously.
What's
like
Charlie Rose have to do with this?
You
Isn't that who she's referring to?
Yeah.
Tax dollars to silence victims.
Wait, nothing like trying to take advantage of the Me Too movement.
To get health insurance. I'll be too busy doing what I've always done. Going to bat for the people who need it most and winning. Yes.
So the assumption is that any male you elect will sexually harass, pull out their penis in meetings.
Yeah.
So why take that risk?
I approve of putting more women on the ticket in November, and I approve this message.
Wow.
It's titled, Who Can You Count on Not to Show You Their Penis?
I'm trying to find the anti-Nestle.
Am I taking
ad.
That too? Am I getting oversensitive? That's that to me is the lamest, most pathetic thing. Did her opponent do any of those things?
No, but how much of that was tongue in cheek, and how much of it is, do you think is she serious?
I thought she was serious,
and that's frightening.
I took it seriously. I mean, that was like smack in the middle of Me Too, right?
It was right in the beginning, yeah.
Yeah.
Last,
okay, so she, yeah, she's trying to take advantage of a very serious thing to get votes, which not that she's the first to do it, but you know, that's like saying, vote for the candidate who's most likely not to be on the rag when an important decision is to be made.
Well, people do.
I don't think there's a lot of difference.
You know how sometimes things can seem like a little bigger deal because, you know, you're down there.
Hey, menstruating's natural. Pulling your dick out isn't.
Well, it's another 3 days of this, probably.
I'm just surprised. It's funny. I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah, it was a thing for a while.
I just missed it.
Yeah, I don't remember hearing about it either.
God, that's annoying. Patrick, what's his name? Ziegler, the guy that shot at the black 14-year-old that rang his doorbell.
Oh yeah,
guilty.
Yeah,
and I was surprised, by the way, that he bonded out. I was surprised that he was allowed to stay out.
When's he get sentenced?
Rather than just put the handcuffs on him. I don't know when he gets sentenced, but apparently he's free till then. But he's going to get time.
Does he get his guns while he's bonded out?
No more guns for you.
Does he get them while he's bonded out?
No, I don't think so.
No, there's no way he does.
Man, that video just caught fire over the weekend, too.
It was on national news
everywhere.
It's a good video.
And the fact that he says he slipped and shot the gun, he does not slip. He's standing there, he points the rifle, and he shoots.
What does it matter if he slipped? He still shot. Is he trying to say that's why he pulled the trigger?
Yeah.
That's ludicrous.
Yeah, I know.
Brandon did a lot of good research on this with the neighborhood maps.
Well, oh, you're trying to find out how close he was to you?
No, because I thought I knew exactly where it was. And on the show last week, I think I had mentioned that there's no stores around that area. And I wanted to kind of confirm what I had said. And sure enough, I did look on the maps themselves. And that is in an area of Rochester Hills where there is nothing around whatsoever. I mean, not even close. And additionally,
it really doesn't matter. I mean, you don't shoot at someone who is running away from your house.
Right, right. And that was just to the point of I could see why this kid went to some place for directions, especially given the map of it. And then I looked at the neighborhood itself, and it's one of these windy, you know, curvature roads where 1 minute you're heading east, the next thing you're heading south. So I can see how you can get tripped up if you're just walking in that neighborhood itself. I have a similar neighborhood. So to me, I kind of just wanted to see, was this kid actually going anywhere to do anything nefarious, or was he legitimately lost? I wanted to figure that out myself.
I personally don't think it matters.
I think he was lost. But that just, I only say that because her story, the wife's story, was just that she immediately felt like she was threatened, like this kid was going to come and do something. And I saw that video, and I did not see anybody putting a hand on a door handle trying to enter it whatsoever. I did see him open up the screen door. A lot of people do that now.
Did you see the whole thing?
Yes.
If you were Keith,
I thought they showed that on the news, but maybe I'm mistaken. They said he opened the screen door and he's put his hand on the handle. But maybe that was her attorney saying that.
That was her
on the stand saying that.
Yeah.
But then he stepped back, like waiting for someone to answer the door. If you were casing the joint, wouldn't you be peeking in?
But honestly, I don't even think that's an issue. I don't think the previous break-ins are an issue. If someone's running away from your home, you don't shoot them.
Right, yeah. And that's why I think that.
And this guy shot at a car in a road rage incident earlier. And
he slipped when he was driving.
Oh, okay. Why this guy has a gun to this day blows my mind. I don't know why. Why do we give people breaks when they just shoot into open spaces? Or I don't know why that isn't enough. I can't fathom why that isn't considered insane.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that when she saw this kid, that she screamed to her husband, and her husband probably legitimately thought that something bad was happening because of the way she was screaming. Like, get up here, someone's trying to break in. He probably grabbed a gun thinking someone's trying to break in, and then when he went to the door, he fired a shot. He definitely shouldn't have fired that shot. He slipped and shot it. But I do think that a lot of that was brought upon her screaming, he's breaking in, when he wasn't breaking in.
But even if he believed he was breaking in, you don't shoot at somebody running away from your property.
Yeah.
So I don't even care. Mm-hmm. I, for the most part, I believe the kid. I have no reason to think somebody on their way to school is going to break into a house. It just is so, I don't know, but it doesn't even matter to me. And I think a lot of time is being spent on what was the kid's motivation. Is the guy racist? I don't really care. The guy's running away from his house. Why is he shooting at him? What if he had hit him?
Right. Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't. It kind of looks like he was in that direct path. It looks like he
takes really good aim to me. That guy's a menace. Shouldn't have had a gun. You know, had he had his gun taken away, had they said no more guns for you originally in his first incident, he would not be going to serve time. It would have been in his best interests.
Hey, they said in the story that there were 5 break-ins or attempted break-ins. Do they mean just on their house or in the neighborhood?
Because
that still seems amazingly high.
They claim
there
were attempted break-ins at their house multiple.
I can attest to that. Rochester Hills has had its share of people breaking into shit.
Really?
I've had 2 laptops stolen out of my truck. There's been a couple instances where our neighborhoods had to release something saying, hey, there's people going
That's a crime of opportunity because you left me. Sure.
Somebody stole shit out of my car here in Ferndale.
Yeah.
Right.
And I talked to a cop, not because I called the cops. It was when I got pulled over. Back then, I said, hey, by the way, someone stole out of my car. And he said, yeah, you can't leave your car open. He said, they're not breaking into cars, but if your car doors are open, even on your street, people will take stuff out of cars. It's very commonplace.
So. That's like if you ever read the Woodward Talk, the crime beat section, which is the best part of the Woodward Talk.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's always, this person got $400 stolen out of their car and a bottle of prescription medication painkillers. Well, you're leaving all that stuff in your center console.
Especially
of your
the
car.
Painkillers. Are you crazy? Cash? What if you need them in the house?
What's, jeez. Are you leaving anything in your car, man?
When we were kids, we used to collect the court beat and the crime watch whenever we showed up in there.
I had a friend show up in the Ann Arbor News once. Crime never solved.
I just want to say that this royal wedding with Eugenie.
Oh, it was beautiful.
I've never given less fucks for an event in my life than Fergie's fucking kid.
I recorded it.
Why?
I don't know. Laugh at it. Watch it. See how fat she is.
She's
the daughter of the best nicknamed person ever, which is the Duchess of Pork.
I saw someone. yeah, that was funny. I saw someone referencing that the bride had big tits. That was the only thing I saw about that wedding.
Okay,
that even caught any attention of mine.
Pull a picture of her up. Is she attractive or not? This is a debate Julie and I were having.
I got to look at another picture.
They said she's lost a lot of weight. She could still stand to lose more. But I was actually defending that. I think she's kind of cute.
She and looks I think like Sarah, someone.
I think
she'll never be anywhere near the crown.
I think Sarah Ferguson is the Duchess of Pork is ugly.
That's the daughter? That's Eugenie?
That's a bad picture. Then,
she looks right? hideous there.
She looks like someone. I just can't put my finger on it yet.
Her rack can't even negate that. What I just saw.
Pull the wedding photo up.
There you go.
There's
some
rack.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, man. I take that back.
No, maybe she has a big
skull. Looks like Lewinsky.
What?
Brandon, I see it. I see a slight resemblance.
Oh, boy.
By the way, the video did you guys see the video they came up with of 97 of Lewinsky getting in a photo with Clinton?
Yeah, hilarious.
She looks kind of cute there.
She's all yours.
Saying I wanted her. Just saying she looked better.
That video, by the way, I think that had to be like FOIA'd out of the Clinton library. Like,
yeah,
they didn't want to give it up. And at this point, who cares? Everybody knows he stuck a cigar on
it. That was just fun to FOIA. Why not?
Could they just give it up anyway?
Yeah, I don't know what the big fight's all about.
You'd think they would just put it on YouTube and make money off of it. No, because it is the Clintons.
I'm really still blown away that Hillary said that was not a power imbalance. It's fucking incredible.
Are you really that surprised?
Yeah, I am.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't know how you can possibly argue that. She just sounds so stupid.
Yeah, but
didn't she just say, yeah, he really screwed up? Wouldn't that sound better than saying no?
Because she fought it even up through this current election. She can't say, oh, yeah, it's crazy. No,
I know, but if she doesn't mind getting her ass bitten over and over and over and over, she can cling to that, but whatever.
Here's the video here.
I don't even care.
He's so hard. All right, get out of here, my
former President Bill Clinton mingling.
Get out of here, my side piece is right here. All right.
Taking photos with several staff members in the Oval Office, including Monica Lewinsky.
Like, I like the piano player. That's a nice little addition to the event.
Yeah, the video I heard was the actual
hey,
video.
Monica, how
you doing? He waves her on. He's like, hey, come here.
Get here for a little picture, honey.
Get over here, girl.
Arm around you.
Come on. Hair looks great today, baby. It does. Her hair looks phenomenal there.
How's your breath?
Mm.
Great job. Smells like my dick.
All right, get out of here, baby. Get out of here.
I love the ominous music.
Busted. Busted, huh?
Hey, come here. Take a picture with me.
Hey, if you love the podcast, then you know one of the best ways to support us is to support our sponsors like Hall Financial. And right now, Hall Financial is offering free appraisals to all of our listeners when they close on a conventional home loan. So whether you're looking to purchase or refinance, Hall Financial will take great care of you. David Hall has been friends of ours for years. He supported the podcast for over 20 years. And we do appreciate that. And they've also gotten phenomenal reviews from our audience and people that have used them for refis. They take care of their clients, and they make it easy to find out what your payment could be and to make sure you're in the best financial situation with your home investment. Just click the Hall Financial logo on the Drew and Mike podcast website. Start chatting with an expert today or call 248-308-5000. Make sure you tell them Drew and Mike sent you to get your free appraisal. If you originate a new home loan, that's 248-308-5000 or click the link on our website today. Restrictions apply. A Michigan licensed broker lender, NMLS number 1467435, equal housing lender.
I don't know how much time we have, but if we open up the Hall Financial Hotline, should we try calling?
We already opened it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Forgot with Maz. This feels like a decade ago. But I was going to say we could try calling Aaron Hernandez's boyfriend.
Oh, his quarterback.
Was that what the guy was?
Yeah, he was his quarterback in high school. Can you imagine the quarterback and the hottest wide receiver on the
green,
team?
Green, 16, sat, hot.
Nice.
Got it on.
A guy.
Can you imagine what a stunner that would have been in that, the hallways of that high school if that had gotten out? Ooh.
That's the problem. That is why he's a murderer.
What if he and Tebow got it on?
Oh, wow.
Maybe it's a Hernandez quarterback thing. Maybe he takes it.
Keeps it. What if him and Brady got it on?
Ooh, be hot.
But that's like the big story.
Well, I tell you, Aaron Hernandez would be boo-foo justice. Oh, my God. Yeah. Could he have dispensed some boo-foo justice in that prison?
That's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah.
What do you think he was? Maybe he was just gay for more targets.
Yeah, that story today.
All thrown to him more.
Let's get into the story in a second here, but first, there's no time like the present to review your plan for retirement to make sure you're on the right track. Luke Nowacki would love to help you with that, and he's helped a lot of people. Actually, got a lot of feedback on Luke, too. He must be getting some business over there. Saving a little off for retirement can have big results down the road, or maybe reviewing the plan that you're currently on. Maybe you've had a 401k for 20 years, and you've never even bothered to look at what the investments are doing, or if you could have made a couple percent more over a long period of time. It makes a big difference. You don't want to look back years from now and wish the time travel speed was possible. So call Luke at 248-663-4748 to get started on the path to retirement, or maybe it's for getting your child through college. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Signature Investors Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Registered Investment Advisor, 28411 Northwestern Highway, South of Michigan, 480-34-248-663-4700. By the way, how much do you feel you have to have saved for Charlotte to go to college? She's four.
$3 and something and change. You mean by the time she gets?
Yeah, by the time she's 16, 17.
Dollars.
Oh, my God. I don't even know. What does it cost for schooling right now?
$10,000.
I'm not sure. That's why I was like asking you. Grand? I thought you'd be an expert on this topic.
Fuck no. I don't know. I got time.
Are you putting money away, Brandon?
When the baby is born, yes, we're going to be putting something together.
The 529 is a phenomenal deal.
Explain the 529.
It's all tax-free.
So it comes off the top.
Yeah, it's tax-free for you, too. But then
does it come out of your paycheck? You could take it out of your paycheck, technically.
Write it off the top. I don't know. I don't know how that aspect of it works, but you can write it off just like you could a 401k.
Right.
That
you
money.
Lower your income, essentially.
Yeah, by your taxable income. Right. But then whatever you make on it, I believe, is tax-free as long as it's spent on schooling. But it doesn't have to be just college or university. It can be trade school.
Yeah,
that's hard. School. How could you beat that?
It's a phenomenal deal.
Because when it comes off the top, you really don't even lower your income by much.
What do you mean?
Well, if
taxable income?
Reduces your taxable income, then you're not even going to notice it as much.
Well, that's a win, and then You don't get taxed.
And then you make money on the profit too. The fact that you can make money on it. That's
as of right now, the 2017-2018 school year, the average tuition cost for a private college is $35,000 a year. $10,000 for public colleges in state. $10,000 a year. And
$10,000?
Yes.
And $10,000? That's all.
Well, that's the average. So you're probably looking at a lot of different universities put there. And then out-of-state residents attending public universities is $25,000 a year.
It's expensive. Ridiculous.
It is very expensive to educate our youth.
Oh,
man. She's, I hope Title IX's still around. Look at her sports scholarship for a non-revenue sport.
Is that why everybody does these travel teams? Can't imagine why else you'd do it.
Yeah, like the Michigan water polo team that was honored yesterday.
Yes, they're a very good team. They did great.
Did they get a nice round of applause?
Of course.
They did.
I turned on the TV and BTN was on this morning because that's apparently what I watched before I passed out last night. And
boring.
Field hockey was on.
Oh, great.
Iowa and Maryland. And I'm watching.
A lot of space to fill.
And the first thing that popped in my head was, all these poor girls are going to end up with scoliosis because they're bent over. It seems very painful.
Haven't watched field hockey in a long time.
Well, they have to run around with a stick like you would regular real hockey, but I don't know. Look at these girls playing a sport. It was like, it looks painful on their back.
Sure, they have a team chiropractor.
Probably paid for by their football and basketball teams. It's crazy.
You know, I'm still getting email from people who want Hoojepinus to get into action. I mean, this just never ends, this endless effort to scam people on the IRS. I mean, wouldn't you think this would have died out by now?
Mm-hmm. I think you just keep, there's enough people that get fooled.
Hoojepinus is H for home, U for umbrella, G for game, E for elephant, P for pen, E for elephant, N for Nancy, I for island, S for Sam, S for Sam.
Moron.
I guess I would just assume word would get around. It's on the news all the time, too. It seems like every month somebody does a story on it.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Time, it's in there nonstop.
Yes.
Let's see.
You wish. Are you molesting yourself now?
Oh, breaking!
Are you guys laughing your ass
breaking
off?
Entertainment celebrity news.
What?
This is big.
Do we need the crimmer?
This is big breaking celebrity news. This is huge. This is massive.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
What happened?
A celebrity couple has split up.
Oh no!
Who?
Guess.
Don't be Biebs.
Wait. Is it Bieber?
He just got married.
It's not Biebs.
Okay. Is it Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson?
It is.
What?
They've split up.
What?
The engagement has been called off.
That's because he thanks her every time they have sex.
She's just too heartbroken about Mac Miller.
Did she say that?
No, I'm just reading the story now. Let's see.
Wait, are you serious?
Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson are dunzo as a couple. Nice TMZ using the word dunzo.
I don't ever want to see you again.
That's pretty.
Go away. I'm dating somebody else. I hate you.
Their engagement has been officially called off. Sources close to the former couple tell us that Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson split this weekend, with both parties acknowledging that it was simply not the right time for the relationship to take off. We're told the two still have love for each other, but things are over romantically.
What? Wait a second.
What about that
rock?
All
they hear about is this huge dick.
Yeah, and that giant rock.
3 months. That's a lifetime of love.
Wow, what a...
A relationship
SNL can't even take the skits back. The whole first episode was about this.
A relationship that lasts 3 months has to be, you know, every single day we had to hear something about this power couple.
Well, you know, she broke up with him. There's no way he was breaking up with her.
Well, what he said on Stern about him thanking her every time they had sex, I mean, didn't you feel like, oh my God, that sounds horrible? Weird. Yeah, it sounds like just an imbalanced, like when someone is forever at your beck and call and on their knees saying, oh, thank you, you're so wonderful.
You
let me have sex with you.
If they can't make
that's
it.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Love is dead.
That's just sad.
So is SNL going to do a skit about this too?
Oh, I'm sure he will talk about it.
Yeah. Now I'm wondering, was this whole thing kind of a scam?
That's what I was wondering.
Why would you be doing bits on it 2 weeks ago?
I don't know. I don't know. That's interesting.
Okay, this wasn't an IRS number. This is Brandon, this was a it was a Microsoft scam.
Okay.
So it would be they told somebody's mother got ripped off $350. So they probably told her that she was a security breach with Microsoft.
And damn, that sucks.
Is that what they do?
Yeah, and then they'll freeze you, your computer.
Or you've got a
So this guy's
isn't that the usual?
I'm sorry. I'm just torn up about Ariana Grande.
I am too. I was trying to change the subject.
I can't even focus correctly.
You know, there is something about this phone today. It won't charge. I'm wondering if we should grab the other one.
What?
This? I'm just saying the phone might die mid.
Is the one upstairs charging?
It worked for Maz.
The kitchen phone?
It did, but then it died as soon as we hung up on
it. It did?
Yeah. I don't know. It's not charging right now.
What the fuck is going
something
on?
Something up with the bass.
Hmm.
This whole studio's falling.
I know. I think
it's because of the news about Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson. The phone can't even take it.
It's not that important.
Security breach.
Do you want to charge it for a few minutes upstairs?
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
I'll let you know if it drops off.
So I should say I got a message from Microsoft.
Yeah. Ugh. Is that Derek?
I can do that.
Derek.
You pot it down. It's really piercing.
I do sit at the piano and do lots of work.
Yeah.
I don't know how old I am, no.
Yeah, boy.
I am so good at music.
I'm amazed they make you sit on hold while they're getting ready to rip you off. Doesn't that seem weird?
Does that's I mean, part of the act, man.
The IRS calls, it seems like you get through pretty quick.
They're busy.
They're so busy people. Oh, and you called Johnny Spirit this week.
Oh yeah.
I also don't know if they're open on Sundays.
What? Scammers are closed on Sunday?
Hey. They need days
what a concept.
Very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Even that recording doesn't sound right.
What do you think the chance that Spirit answers the phone is?
Today or when we just call him out of the blue? Zero. He never answers. You'll have to leave a message. Somebody needs to get a message to him on our behalf. Yeah.
Message to Spirit. Spirit! The Drew and Mike show needs an interview. Can you get up today on what's going on in Spartanville? Do you have a ticket to the game?
Is he currently guarding Sparty?
Oh, no doubt.
Is Sparty being guarded right now?
Do people really deface Sparty?
Does that happen all the time. Well, no, because they're guarding it. If they weren't, it would be.
I wonder when the last time Sparty was defaced, actually.
It was only a few years ago that somebody painted a blue M, which some are saying that was an inside job to justify protecting
Sparty on, buddy.
Probably Johnny Spirit did it. Just
very important to us.
Just by his existence.
Be guarding it. To the next available agent.
Sparty!
Yeah, I think, you know, they must be out for the weekend.
What?
Okay. Alrighty. You want to try Spirit? Just so we can hear what's on his answering machine? So he can fake me out one more time?
I can't believe you remembered that you were about to get faked
out. Oh, yeah.
Out.
I've been scammed by Spirit at least five times.
Let's find him.
Is Spirit still going to all the games?
Yeah, he rides his bike.
How does... I know this is ridiculous to ask anyone in this room this question, but how is he supported? Does he have a job?
How does he get into... Yeah, he works the ski lift.
Yep.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, he denies it, but he works there.
Why would he deny that? Doesn't he really just deny everything?
Yeah.
Like, if we accused him of being a guy, he would deny it.
And didn't he weasel his way into this, like, a friendly usher would let him in?
Yep.
Well, after the game started, which is pretty brilliant of him.
Green and white.
Go right through for MSU. Where's the point?
keep growing. Spartan teams are bound.
Shame on you, MSU. Shame on you.
Team is winning.
Shame on you.
We're gonna win the game. Raw fight, raw team fight.
Victory for MSU.
Fuck when they shouldn't have.
Oh, come on, Spirit.
MSU, shame on you. MSU,
hello?
Shame on you.
This is Johnny Spirit.
Oh,
I am
didn't get me that time.
If this is important, please leave a voice message. If this is not, please
see,
do
I'm
not.
So excited to talk
to
Spirit.
I will still get back to you when I am available.
I fall for it.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Johnny Spirit, it's the Drew and Mike Show. Remember, we let you park your bicycle at our tailgate last year, so you owe us. You owe us an interview for this year's game in East Lansing. Hope you're doing okay. Should he know the number on the hotline number?
It should be on his phone anyway.
It's on your phone, Johnny. You know how to reach
us. We'd love to talk to you, even though Michigan State's not Michigan's biggest rival.
Ooh, you heard that. No, you have to call. Thanks, Johnny. I'm doing okay. And we do always wish Johnny Spirit well.
Stupid.
Did you like Paul Simon's performance on SNL?
No.
I thought it was
terrible. It was so boring.
Why did they turn Bridge Over Troubled Waters into a cute-sounding song?
I have no idea. He must be bored of playing that song. It was terrible.
I thought that song can't really be improved on. There's really no reason to change it.
I think Paul just likes to get a little weird.
But I thought he made it sound like a fluffy Muzak song or something.
Yeah, he tried to soften it. Wanted it to be even softer.
Didn't work for me.
Here, I'll cue it up.
I guess he's done his final show, right?
I don't know.
I was kind of surprised he's on SNL. I thought he couldn't do that anymore.
Well, he's great friends with Lorne, isn't he?
Yeah. He's probably been on SNL as much as anyone.
By the way, this guy playing the trumpet thinks he's so hot. He's in love with his long hair.
He is. Let's do a little ditty they make this sound like. This is not a ditty song.
Look, it's so slow, it's putting the girl next to him asleep.
she's crashed
hard.
First of all, it's like, what fucking song is this? I'm about to fast forward through it.
Yeah!
Jeez.
When you're down.
When you're weary.
Yeah.
You're feeling small.
Oh, now we know the song.
Slow down.
Mutton chops on that guitarist.
Yeah.
I will drive them all.
Slow down.
This is not a cute song.
I'm on.
Look at Mr. Hair.
She's just trying to set a record for the most musicians to ever play the song. He doesn't need all those instruments. He made it worse.
Why does he have the strings in the horns in front of the rock band? It's insulting to the guitarist.
He thinks it's cooler.
Slow down.
Why is there even a drummer?
Tremendous amounts of water.
Turn off the water.
I mean, this song is a mess.
One of the wettest we've ever seen from the standpoint of water.
What are you doing, Simon?
When you're down and out.
You know what he should do? He should do a country album and use this song.
When evening falls.
Okay. Enough of this suckwad
so
song.
Bad.
How do you wreck that song? I don't even know how you do that.
Well, he found a way.
Way
to go.
Brandon, how are we doing on Google Play? I hate to give you so much time, but...
Oh,
I was going to tell everybody to like us on Facebook and rate us on Facebook and rate us on iTunes and do all those things that help us.
Especially wherever you download it from, that helps more than anything.
And you can donate to the podcast. You can buy things on the Amazon portal, which has been a...
And if it doesn't really work for you, it's most likely because you are browsing from a private browser. Because I know some people say it doesn't work, but that's usually the issue.
Yeah, and there has been some cases where, hey, the latest episode's not hitting me. On occasion,
Google Play is actually, that's where
I've their fault.
Three or four. It is
on
their fault.
On occasion, you'll have to unsubscribe and resubscribe. It just, you know, you hit the button twice. It only takes a second. But that does remedy it, and we don't know why it does that all the time.
Hmm.
But we are ranked number 30.
What?
30? How do we go down?
Because they changed it and people can't get the episode.
Wow. Well, that does suck. No, I had people insisting, and the first couple, because they're sporadic. I have four people in maybe a week, and I thought, that's not enough. I mean, I know there's a lot of people listening on Google Play.
Oh, that couldn't get it?
Yeah, so yeah. I said.
It depends on a lot of things, but that's typically the issue. It's because they updated it. Google Play did.
Okay. Well, I didn't accuse someone, but I said this could be user error, and I hate saying that
because
it's told to me all the time because I don't know what I'm doing.
No, it's always Google's fault.
So then he sent me a screenshot to prove that there was no episode for that day.
Not my fault.
It did show the last day was 2 days earlier.
Yeah.
It didn't show a new episode. So
same thing happened to me. And I was like, Zoobs, help me.
So it was a resubscribe issue?
Just hit unsubscribe, hit resubscribe,
you
2 seconds.
You shouldn't have to.
That's annoying about it. Okay. You want to hit the outro?
All right, you got it.
We'll save Aaron Hernandez's lover.
Next time.
I feel like it's just excuses being made as to why he's a murderer.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of a non-story, too. It is interesting to hear him quoted from his emails and phone calls from jail.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't seem too upset.
No. And his quarterback seems really gay now.
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah.
And
I like that they mentioned that they... did connect for 9 touchdowns, too.
Yes.
What?
The arguments with his mother were really strange, too. It's like, you're in prison for life. Why are you and your mom yelling at each other? And he can't spell, apparently.
Yeah.
Like, how'd this guy get through 3 years at the University of Florida? He can't spell the word blow, B-L-O-W.
Urban.
Quite something. I doubt he's the only one. Because you do see these pro football players interviewed, and frequently they don't seem to have the kind of English skills you would think somebody with 3 or 4 years of college would have.
But it's like, he's a murderer because his dad beat him. He's a murderer because he's a closeted homosexual. He's a murderer because he liked marijuana. He's a murderer for all these reasons.
I know. Everybody
that
goes through those things don't shoot 4 people.
Yeah.
That we know of. I do want to mention this about the Elton John show. The LCA seats are small.
Oh, really?
And honestly, yeah, they're not. I mean, I can get in them. It's not terribly uncomfortable, but I did notice 3 people in my row who spilled their beer.
Not
completely, but they knocked it like when they got up because it's just
tight.
Not much space. It's just really tight.
Well, I would have known if Maz would have invited me.
I know. It's a shame. Great show, though, Elton John.
I got so wasted, I sh** my pants.
What, $1 for every time I flash my I would need a job.
What the hell are these young people talking about?
Shots of tequila. Now that's what I'll remember.
I was like so f***ed up, I woke up the next day and there was like blood and fingers and sh** in the grill of my car.
Setting on fire. Oh, that was the best.
Drop and trowel, show and patch. Oh, and shopping.
Shots of tequila, doing bitches. I ain't ever gonna forget that.
I have to say that putting out was my favorite part. Well, next to rioting.
You got it! These derelicts are all talking about getting an actual accredited degree from Michigan State University.
Nobody can't
never take this degree away.
Founded in 1855 as the nation's first land-grant university, MSU has grown into the nation's biggest party school.
Jason Furrow, Michigan State student, and I love to drink.
Unfortunately, the Final Four riots got a little out of hand, and with a multiple expulsion, we're looking for some fresh party animals to follow the tradition.
Party on!
Here's the best part. MSU is making it easier with its streamlined admissions test. Do you like to drink?
Hell yeah!
Do you like to burn shit up? You turds are in!
Whoa, that's now, where can I get some kindling?
Try the bookstore, Sparky.
Party on!
Now for the chicks. What does a bonfire of ratty couches make you want to do?
Hug my top and do a bunch of guys. What else?
You're in, slut.
Cool. I can't wait to spread my legs.
Yeah!
MSU, it's a riot. Call 1-800-SPARTYON today.
But I don't got no letters on my phone.
You're in, dip.
All right.
MSU, call 1-800-SPARTYON.
It is a riot!
SPARTYON!
They stopped the clock when they shouldn't have.